It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Raven football this afternoon here on K-Radio, and Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens, joins us. Coach, that was a great outing for your guys against Grayston at home last weekend.
Yeah, it was. I thought all three phases played well. I mean, our defense started the tone right away, getting a turnover, and then offensively we were able to run the ball, which was a big deal. Kids were locked in. We were really efficient on offense, and special teams, we had a significant advantage there as well, too. And we did a good job there.
It's always great to jump out to a quick lead, and you scored touchdowns on first, second, third possessions of the game, and you're out in front.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought that our kids were locked in, and we talked about one of the keys to the success for us was going to be getting off to a fast start, and that's what we did. And that was really a big deal, because you got a program that's won 2 games and lost one of their 2 games on the road to Missouri Valley in overtime, so they had a lot of confidence, and we felt like if we got off to a fast start, that would really shake their confidence, and that's what happened.
A lot of points. It's good to see the offense clicking along, and we've got to talk about the depth that your team showed. It was great to get so many guys to participate Saturday.
Yeah, that was a big thing to me that was cool to see was, we played almost all the guys that suited up, and so everybody got action. Kids were really locked in. We had 3 quarterbacks play, all played well. I mean, so, the ball got spread around to a bunch of different people, and it was fun to see guys make plays that haven't had opportunities yet.
Yeah, I was going to mention, a lot of guys played, and we don't get to talk about a lot of them enough, but you certainly, not only Garrett, but you had Luke out there, Jackson out there, and they combined for a phenomenal completion percentage, all 3 of them.
Yeah, they did. I think they finished today 21 of 28 for about 400 yards and 8 touchdowns, so that was good to see. I mean, they were locked in, and our kids really did a nice job overall. I mean, they had good protection. The routes were there. Kids made plays, and they were just really efficient.
Coach, every week we send in a highlight play to a little highlight thing around the state of Kansas and all the schools, and it seems like every week I'm sending in a Garrett to Jay Sean touchdown because those guys have had a real connection.
Yeah, Garrett and Jay Sean have a really good connection, and then obviously Jacob Gathright as well. But part of the success there is what they did a year ago, but how they've built on that, and I think the summer was a big deal, all 3 of those being here this summer. And they really, really have good chemistry going right now. And give credit to Coach Hauser with what he's doing with his receivers. He's got those kids playing well. They're really, really answering the bell when it comes time to make a play.
As you focus now on this Culver-Stockton team, maybe a little underachieving. I thought maybe they were going to be a little better this coming into this point of the year. But they've got a lot of good kids on that team.
Yeah, they're really talented. I think defensively, you look at how they're playing, they're fast, they're physical. They present a challenge with the defensive front they play because it's different than anybody else. It's a 3-3 stack, but it's also almost a 5-man front with their 2 linebackers that play close to the line, and then their Mike linebacker plays with depth, so he's hard to block and get to. So we've got our hands full on offense. We got to come out ready to go, and we got to find a way to be able to run the ball. They're holding their opponents to, I think, 80-some yards rushing, which is pretty good. And so they're only giving up a little over 200 yards on the season per game. So, we've got our hands full offensively. I think the biggest area we need to make hay in is special teams. We've done a nice job on special teams this year, and give Coach Merfeld a credit there. He's our new special teams coordinator. He's done a really nice job. We've got 2 kickoff returns. We've got onside kickoff that we recovered. We had another one last week we should have had that Gathright kicked when he was trying to recover it. So, you know, that's an area we've got to make hay. And then their quarterback is a guy that's back this year that's done a nice job. He doesn't have as many weapons as he had a year ago. And obviously they had an NFL offensive lineman a year ago and they've lost him. So, you know, they're down in terms of some areas, but they're still very dangerous. They beat MNU, who beat Peru State. So we know how good Peru State is. So we got to be ready to go. Playing on the road, you never know what's going to happen. It's a new week and our guys got to come out and be ready to go from the start. That's one of the things we've got off to is a slow start both times at Grandview and Clarkson. We want to get off to a fast start.
What was the focus? As you had a beautiful week for practice and a great day here today for football. What was the focus this week in practice getting ready for today's game?
Yeah, just taking it one day at a time. I think the big key is going to be the do your job. You know, that's going to be a huge key, whether it's getting a great snap, you know, or making sure that we have great alignment assignment snap count on offense. So do your jobs the first thing. And then the second thing we talked about was dominating special teams, you know, that we really want to come out and win the field position battle there and get points because we feel like we can get some points on special teams. And then, you know, the other thing is just being physical and winning at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, those things, they look good this week in practice, but, you know, we're getting healthy again. We're getting some guys back. So Jim Okorafor's back at right tackle, which will help us a lot. So we're excited to have him back.
Yeah, that offensive line, you talk about Jim, he's kind of the chairman of the board because you got a bunch of young guys for him to mentor on that line.
Yeah, we're young. We've got a true freshman center, a true freshman left guard. Britton Smith is a second-year player in our program, but he's still a freshman. Jacob Nielsen's a transfer, a junior. He's done a pretty nice job playing left tackle. So, and then at right guard, we got Raymond Escobedo. So, you know, and then Henry Lee. Henry's out right now with an injury, but Raymond's done a nice job filling in. So if you look at the experience, we don't have it really on the O-line, and we're gaining experience every game. And so that's where we're getting our experiences playing those games. And Coach Pops has done a nice job with that group. You know, it's bringing those guys together and having them gel, you can tell they're really starting to enjoy being around each other. And so they're starting to play better football.
No, they're just nothing that replaces that camaraderie. And once you play together a while, I mean, I don't care how good, you can put 11 great guys out there. Until they play together for a while, it's not quite that unit.
You're exactly right, Tom. So that's the thing that's exciting for where we're at now and where we're going is, you know, we're starting to get more camaraderie on our team. We have a lot of young guys playing. I mean, we had last Friday night before our Graceland game, we had 15 true freshmen at the team dinner. And so those guys, quite a few of them are playing key snaps for us.
Tell me about the JV. I know that you had a game with KW last weekend.
Yeah, we played really well. We ended up winning 35-20. It was 35-7 in the fourth quarter. We didn't finish it so well, but our kids were really locked in. It was a physical game, and it was a lot of fun. So it was a really good game by our JV.
Good job. And, you know, we're not going to be talking next week, man. You got a week off. Does that affect anything of what you're doing today, knowing that next week is the bye week before you go into the real conference part?
No, it doesn't affect us this week at all. We've talked about it. The first time we talked about the bye week was yesterday, and that was just to give the kids a schedule of what next week's going to look like. But it does not affect us this week at all. So it'll be good for us to get some guys healed up, get some guys a mental break, you know, because the season's a grind, and then you know, work on fundamentals, go back to the basics, and then really emphasize, you know, academics and making sure we're on top of our schoolwork.
So that's what next week is going to turn out to be for you. You're going to kind of do it's a basic review before you get ready for the prep week.
Yeah, so next week we're going to be in the weight room twice and be on the practice field twice. So, you know, we instead of practicing 3 to 4 times, we're only practicing twice. So going to back off a little bit from the physicality of it but try to get them healed up.
Last question. One thing that Gus and I are going to look out on the field and see you do today, and we're going to know, boy, this is a good day for the Ravens out here.
If the Culver Stockton Wildcats are punting a lot, that'll be a good day for the Ravens.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck today here in Canton.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we get set for college football this afternoon here on CARE Radio, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. And I think key number one is start fast. Colfer Stockton is a team who does not allow teams to score early. They've only given up one touchdown on a first drive of the game. So for Benedictin, I think you have to get out early and get ahead of this team. The other thing you have to do is force turnovers. Colfer Stockton is a team who will turn the football over, having 6 turnovers last week at Central Methodist. You do those two things, I think you come away with a win this afternoon. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game in the Amberwell Health pregame show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Are you interested in healthcare? Haven't had a chance to get training? Amberwell Health has created a new patient care tech role that's perfect for you. With on-the-job training and a starting pay of $13 an hour, this is a great opportunity for high school graduates and anyone looking for a great place to work. At Amberwell, they love their people. From great benefits and a work family culture to food trucks, donuts, and activity days, you'll find more there than just a job. Multiple openings are available for patient care techs in surgery, clinic, ER, and inpatient settings at the Atchison, Horton, and Leavenworth locations. Get an interview and a same-day offer for this role or any open position at the upcoming Amberwell Hiring Fair on Friday, January 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. in the cafeteria of Amberwell Atchison. Can't make that date? Apply now online at careers.amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Ellison Poulton Stadium here in Canton, Missouri, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon here on CARE Radio. We're in the heart of America Athletic Conferences. The Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the Culver Stockton Wildcats. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you here, but doing all the work, it's Joseph, our producer and engineer, back in the CARE Radio Sports Studios. We're approaching kickoff time here. Raven and Wildcat team captains meeting out in the center of the field for the flip of the coin, and Gus, beautiful day, and for Benedictine, you talked about it a little bit in the keys, get after it. It's business today.
Yeah, for the Ravens, I think you have to get after it. Weather is beautiful over here today. 67 wind southwest of 4 miles per hour and 30.20 on your pressure this afternoon. You talk about these two teams coming together. For Benedictine, you want to keep winning, keep moving up in the national polls. If nothing else, not to lose pace, and this will end the North Division of, you know, out of division play. So for Benedictine, a lot on the line today. For Culver Stockton, they're a team who's kind of been Jekyll and Hyde this season. They've been a little careless with the football at times. Turnovers have really come back to bite them at times, but when they play a clean game, they were a very formidable opponent. Over the last handful of years, though, Benedictine with lots of success against Culver Stockton. In the last 17 meetings, the Ravens have scored 720 points, so that averages out to about 42 points a game, while Culver Stockton has scored 179, so that averages out to about 10.5 points a game. And there have only been 2 shutouts in this whole series. Three. 75, 74 in 2007, so.
Hey, that said, the flip of the coin. Now, here's a little bit of a switch up. Flip of the coin, won by the Ravens, who have now elected to defer It will be. Culver Stockton accepting the football, and I'm going to start right off with a disclaimer. Culver is in its black uniform, black jersey, black pants, with a dark, kind of a charcoal gray numbering and lettering and trim. Very difficult to read, so bear with us as the kick away, taken to the goal line, starting into the middle, hit at the 10, and drug down to the 10-yard line. The return man for Culver Stockton, tackled by Jacob Gathright, and that was a fantastic job on kick coverage. Isaiah Eppinger with the return. Benedicta pins them deep, and it will be first and 10 Culver. They will begin the afternoon at their own 11.
This has kind of been a reoccurring theme for the Ravens kick coverage unit, and that's Jacob Gathright getting down and making the stop. Probably because nobody's going to outrun him down the field, but he does such a good job for a wide receiver. Being able to make those tackles on the kick coverage unit for Culver Stockton, they're going to be backed up to their own 11-yard line to start this thing.
And this offense will be run by quarterback Chase Orndorff. We'll be talking about the 6'2" senior from Georgia a lot over the course of the afternoon as they will swing. Everybody over to the left side. Quarterback is back. Iso pass tipped and caught by an offensive player. Nearly intercepted. A fortunate bounce into the hands of an offensive player. And Zach Gill will make a tackle. Ultimately, Culver's going to pick up about 7 yards on a circus play. The catch made by Mason Hackman, 6'5" freshman here for Culver. Second down, 3. Wildcats at their own 18-yard line. Second play of the ball game. Two receivers right side. Little wraparound handoff, straight ahead running, picking up a first down, and a little bit more all the way up to the 25-yard line. It's going to go Tyler Dansey. Dansey, big, strong, 6'1", 200-pound running back for this club. Again, as so many teams tend to do, Gus, they go with a single running back and going to have four or five receivers out in each on each down.
Yeah, Javi Bloomquist comes up to make the stop along with Zach Gill on the play. It'll bring up first and 10 for Culver Stockton.
Wildcats at their own 25-yard line on the initial possession of the day. A three-step drop. Quarterback Orndorff looking deep. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He's got room to run at the 30 and then gives himself up after an 8-yard gain. They're going to mark him up for 7 to the 32-yard line. It was Njika with that tackle, but because that was a very Garrett Kittle-like play and run. When you don't see anybody, you pick up what you can with your feet.
Yeah, and then, honestly, he slid down after 7, and I really thought he probably could have got the first down before he went into the slide, but it'll be second and short.
At their own 32-yard line, QB's back, flares it over into the left flat where it's going to be caught, and accelerating to the left side to hit and brought down, but right at the line of, or at the line to gain, and it's going to be a first and 10 for Culver Stockton.
You don't even have to look at the roster to figure out who made that tackle. You look out there, you see the hair. Yeah, Blue Kaplinger on the stop right there for Benedictin. Talked to Blue's parents a little bit before the game. The junior out of Lewisburg records his 17th tackle of the year.
Dominic Herrera will come into the lineup for Culver. Coming off the near sideline, also coming in is going to be Slayton Ochoa out of Wichita Falls, Texas, first and 10. Culver's taking the opening kickoff deep in their own end and bringing it out up to 35-yard line. Little wraparound handoff is going to be straight ahead, good for 5. This time they'll work just outside the left tackle and then kind of weaving and spinning his way forward for, you know, nice gain. And again, Fabian with the tackle for Benedictine. Gus, we talk about this. Free safety's making a lot of tackles on running plays. Probably not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, right? Because now Culver Stockton's playing ahead of the sticks, getting 5 yards on first down. You can be a little more aggressive on your second down call.
QB's back over the middle. He's got his man, and it is caught. What a tremendous catch. Stretching out, getting fingertips on the ball, and pulling that thing in. Dominic Herrera, he is at the first down marker. And again, by just an inch, they will advance the sticks. It's another first down.
Yeah, Herrera's not a guy they throw the ball to a lot. 8 receptions on the season. 3 of them came last week. But last year against Benedictine, he had 2 receptions for 7 yards. So, again, a capable enough receiver, they just don't throw it at him a whole lot.
Hackman wide to the left side and trips to the right on the first and 10 call. All the way now up to the 45-yard line. All the time in the world, the pass over the middle is going to be caught wide open to the 35-30. He is going to score. Touchdown, Culver Stockton. And they march 89 yards on that drive and cap it with a 55-yard touchdown pass. Culver Stockton jumps out in front of Benedictine 6-0.
That time just running a little bit of a post pattern, and it was a deep post. The safety got tripped up against the cornerback, and then it led the wide receiver down the field untouched. And That's a big play right there for Culver Stockton to jump out in front on this game.
It will be Michael Velasco for this PAT. He's 9 of 10 on point afters so far this season. Long wait. The punter will hold it. It is down and a block by Benedict. It's on the ground of the Ravens trying to get it picked up. It can't scoop to score, and the point after fails. We got a timeout on the field. Wild early on here in Canton, Missouri. 11:44 to play opening quarter. Culver Stockton 6, Benedict and nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back here to Canton, Missouri, where the Wildcats have struck quickly, taking the opening kickoff and driving downfield, and because that series began all the way back on their own 11-yard line, they were able to work it upfield, picking up first downs by just inches, but keeping the drive alive. And they capped it after they were making those little short runs, capped it with the long haul downfield.
Yeah, they scored on a 55-yard play, and for Culver Stockton, that is the second time this season they've scored on the first drive of the game. Last time they did it was against Mid-America, and when scoring first, Culver Stockton undefeated this year.
Benedict been helping a player off who was injured a little bit on that point after effort that the Ravens had blocked. And so Benedict will have his kick return unit on the field, and 4BC back deep. It'll be Jayshon Todd and Austin Buteau. They'll settle into the Raven 5-yard line. We watched this kickoff specialist. He is absolutely outstanding for Culver Stockton, Michael Velasco. He will advance on this one and boot it away, end over end, and it'll be over to Jayshon. Takes it a yard deep. He's coming out of the end zone, up the right side. Todd to the 10, to the 20, to the 30, slows down to the 40, 45, Todd to the 50, Todd to the 40, pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. How about that? A 66-yard kickoff return to give Benedictin field position in Culver's half of the field.
Doesn't that just seem what Jayshon does, right? Like, he is the guy you look to when you're looking for a big answer, and that time he did it. He takes the ball out of the end zone, takes it back across midfield, and the Ravens are going to start this thing at the 39-yard line. So 39-yard line will be first and 10 for the Raven offense.
So we're going to cut that back to a 62-yard kickoff return for Todd. If Benedictin goes right after them here. Three down linemen. Remember, we're going to talk about this 33 defense. QB back, little wraparound, straight ahead running, bouncing outside. There goes the running back, and for Benedictin, just not a lot of room for Rayshon. He's going to get a couple, 3 yards. It'll bring up a second and long.
Yeah, they're going to give him one. I'm going to say he extends at the end. Sean Jackson going to get credit for the tackle for Culver Stockton. Sean Jackson, one of the leading tacklers for the Wildcats, 35 tackles coming into today's game.
Second down, 9, Benedict, then to snap a little bit short, picked back up by Kettle, gets it over to Rayshon. He'll break a tackle or two, get inside the 35, and lunge forward as contact is made down to the 33. So he'll pick up a half a dozen on that carry, and for BC, it'll leave him with a third down at about 4 here.
That time, Jeremiah Ferguson makes a stop on the play. The free safety is a freshman out of St. Pete, Florida, by way of Northeast High School.
Rayshon Mills will check out of the ball game before Benedictin, and the Ravens are going to rotate in Damon Wiggins. So Damon will be the man in the backfield with Ravens senior quarterback Garrett Kittle. Third down and 4, BC at the Clover 33-yard line on their first possession of the afternoon. Kettle is back, rolling right, now running for his life. Rolling, throws downfield, and that's going to be picked? No. It was lucky it wasn't picked off. That running throw nearly taken away by Jeremiah Ferguson, and it goes incomplete. Now will the Ravens go for it on fourth down? I mean, it'd be an awfully, awfully long field goal from here, some 50 yards. And it will be the Raven offense staying out on the field. 10:17 to go. The clock stopped off that incompletion. Ravens with their first possession of the afternoon, looking for their first down of the afternoon. Kettle will have Jayshon in motion, and again is back to throw. Kicks it over to the left side. Damon has it to the 30. Hurdles a man down to the 25-yard line, picking up a first down. Benedictin will advance the chain. Damon Wiggin, 5'9" senior from San Marcos, California. Last year, 6 carries, 33 yards. Last week, 4 carries for 13. But using him to catch the ball, we really haven't seen him just be a target for passes.
Yeah, coming into today's game, he had 3 catches for 16. A big one right there on fourth down keeps this drive alive for Benedictin.
At the 24-yard line, Kettle is back, kicks it over to the left side. It's going to be Gathright down to the 15. Just a quick hitter, and as Gathright turns upfield, he'll be stopped a yard short of the first down.
Gathright is a guy who we're not used to catching the ball underneath. He's been a guy for Benedictin to be able to take the top off of it this season. Coming into today, Gathright is averaging almost 26 yards every time he touches the ball.
Ravens are going to tighten it up in the middle, taking out Overstreet and Buto. And Gathright, second down and one. Handoff is going to Jayshon. He sprints outside, cuts it in, loses his footing, picks up the first down, but bad turf saved a touchdown. That's like a 12th defender out there for Culver Stockton.
Yeah, and it's new turf, right? This is the second year they've had this turf, so it's the first time we've seen it. It was just awful turf, and now they've upgraded to terrible turf.
Maybe a less awful turf. Talking about that, we'll talk about coming over here to Culver Stockton, but right now it is a first down and QB play action, caught at the 5-yard line, hit and stopped at the 4. Ravens picking up yardage over on the right side, but short of first down marker.
That time they're going to flare it out there into the flat to Pete Kadena. He's going to be just shy of the first down. And you know how much I love this, right? The Ravens are at the 4. They can pick up a first down at the 1, right? So they're looking at a 2nd and 3 right now. They're going to bring in Reed Levi also coming into the ball game for Benedictin. You're going to see another big tight end type. Is that Zimmerman? Yeah, Tanner Zimmerman, the freshman out of Olathe.
Gaff right to the right and wide to the left side. It's going to be Buto. 2nd down, 3 at the 5. Handoff, running back, powers forward. He's down. He's got the first down at the 2, pushing to the 1. The scrum near the goal line, and if this is going to stop the play, if they are. You know, this is something that has been a bit of a point of contention over the course of the last couple of years, and maybe even longer than that for me, is when you get in that scrum, how long do you let them just push and shove and try to move that bunch of guys just jammed up in there? Well, the officials are going to blow them down at the 1, Ravens first and goal from there. For Benedictin, Rayshon Mills says, give it to me, I'll give you 6. Turn, hand off Rayshon, and he will not get in. It is 2nd down. Gus, that was a pretty good penetration by the defense and that offensive line.
Yeah, the defense did a great job busting through there. Noah Dukes, one of the first guys in there for that defense. Also, Darren Jones, a big senior linebacker out of Phoenix City, Alabama.
Buto again is going to be wide to the left side. And the Ravens are also going to be wide to the right. That's going to be Jake Gathright up there. Quarterback Kettle under center, and he's just going to push forward and can he get it? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I'm not sure he did lose the ball. They're saying it's down.
Yeah, Garrett Kettle not able to get into the end zone that time. Tony Flores gets into the backfield and makes the stop. And so the Ravens, 2 plays from the 1-yard line, 1 a handoff, 1 a quarterback sneak. And again, maybe you're going to have to come up with something a little creative on this one.
How much faith do you have in your freshman? For Benedictin, let's look at that front 3. Left guard, redshirt freshman. Your center, a freshman. Right guard, a redshirt freshman. So it's not like you got experienced guys on that front line. And here we are, 3rd and goal from a yard away.
Going to bring Harry O'Neill in and put him as a tight to the left.
Harry's an excellent blocker, great pass receiver as well. 3rd and goal, only man to the backfield, Rayshon.
Joel's not happy.
Timeout. Wow.
Jones comes running out on the field as the play clock was running down, and I don't know if he didn't like the way they were set up, and Harry O'Neill is sitting there. He's throwing his hands up. I think they sent Harry in. He really didn't get the play call, so he was trying to figure it out. But again, a smart play right there by the Raven coaching staff. Justin, we're just going to keep it here. But a smart play by the coaching staff because, again, you don't want to run that ball on third and one with everybody not being on the same page.
And Benedictine has the Rockhurst combo out there right now with both Reed Levi and Harry O'Neill.
Well, and on second down, I really thought that was going to be your chance to maybe step back and pass it to Reed Levi because he's been a touchdown machine, right? 10 receptions this year for 44 yards, 5 touchdowns. So half of his receptions have gone for touchdowns. He's big. He's tough to match up with at 6'4", 223. I just feel like that's the answer right now. And the Ravens might be giving it away a little bit. Look over to the right and look how wide you're going to see Jacob Gathright. Expect him to maybe slant in and try to hit him quickly.
And the big key for this, Dan, by Culver, has been that nose tackle, Noah Dukes, out of Alabama, 6'3", 320. He is huge out there, anchoring down the middle of that defensive front. It is third down goal. Quarterback is back. Garrett is going to be sacked. And again, Benedictine's offense, toothless.
Yeah, and the problem with that play was it was a bad snap. It was going to be a quarterback draw the entire time, but the problem was the ball went to the left, so Kittle had to dive over to his left, pick it up, and then try to run the play to the right. As soon as he did that, Culver Stockton in the backfield, and now the Ravens are going to have to hope for three here with Harry Balke.
Do you like this call?
Yeah. I mean, you need the points. I don't like first, second, or third down call, but again.
And particularly since they pushed him back to the five, so we're looking at a 22-yard field goal, and it is up, and it is good. And the Ravens have gotten on the board. It looks like we're going to the bottom of the seventh here in Canton, Missouri. It's Culver Stockton 6, Benedictine 3.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine kicks it away. Culver kicks it at his own 2-yard line. Up the right side, outside the numbers to the 20. Hit, bear hugged, and rolled out of bounds along the near side. BC coming down with nice kick coverage. And again, Fabian Njika, the 6-foot sophomore from Powder Springs, Georgia. He has been absolutely fantastic because he was a player of the week just a week or so ago.
Yeah, he was the defensive player of the week coming off that Clark victory this week. The reigning conference player of the week on the offensive side is Garrett Kittle. And I think the Raven offense is over there, and they're going to look at that first possession as maybe a little squandered opportunity, especially with the big kickoff return. Now, they're looking for your defense to get a stop here.
Wildcats are going to begin this series at their own 23, handoff right side, and again, a huge hole gets across the 25 up to the 28-yard line, a 5-yard pickup, Dwayne Lacy with the stop on the play, but Tyler Danzy is having an outstanding start to the game here this afternoon. Tyler Danzy out of Headland, Alabama, 6'1", 200 pounds, and he has just been really outstanding. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Thank you. Guest number 28 has caused me trouble ever since I can remember.
Yeah, see?
Never, it just won't go away. Here we go. For the second down play, again, over to the right side. It's up to the 32-yard line. Culver looking at a third down one. Raven defense looking to hold him here. Hand off into the middle, bringing a tackle, first down and more, and an ankle tackle. Stops what was going to be a huge run. Gavin Spangler gets up there and trips up Dan Zeeman.
Culver Stockton's offense, Gus, has not been special, but it's been so steady so far.
Yeah, right now it's a whole slow and steady wins the race, right? They're not doing anything cute. They are just running right at you there on the first down. They're trying to run off tackle, but quickly in there to make the stop. You're going to see Zach Gill.
Him and Isaac Anderson wrapping Danzy up, and that's a good thing for the Ravens. They really need to make some plays on first down. Instead of leaving Culver with a second and 4 or 5, whatever, now they're second down 9, and it becomes a different play-calling situation. Culver Stockton going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. Beautiful, beautiful sunny day here in the very most northeastern corner of Missouri. QB's back, fires a pass, wide open at the 50-45. Cutting to the outside, breaking one tackle, breaking two tackles to the 40. Going left side and finally running out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. Inside the Raven 35-yard line, down to the 34. Another strike because the receiver was wide open and the first two defenders whiffed.
Yeah, and the problem is that Slayton Ochoa over there. Slayton Ochoa is a sophomore, 22 catches for 302 yards. I mean, he is just a home run hitter for Culver Stockton.
They've got it down at the 34-yard line of Benedictine, and on their second possession, Culver continues to move the football. They'll go trips wide side. QB back, clears it over into the right flat. It's going to be caught at the 40 down to the 35-yard line, and going to be bumped out of bounds along the near side, carrying the ball, Isaiah Eppinger. And it will be, again, a short advance of the ball on first down, second down at 9.
That time to stop over there by Abram Phillips, the freshman linebacker out of Olathe, Kansas. We've seen Abram get a handful of snaps here in the last 2 weeks.
Second down. As a matter of fact, they're going to give him even less than that. We're going to call it still second down 10, just inside the Raven 35-yard line for Culver. They lead in the ball game 6-3. Quarterback rolls left, rolling, still looking, feeling no pressure. We'll turn it upfield 35 or 20. Down to the 15. Gus, why is there no pressure on Chase Orndorff? I mean, there was no one within 12 to 15 yards of him.
But yeah, on that one, they dropped back, and everybody was in man coverage, so they had their backs to him, and he was able to just roll outside the pocket, pick up a block from his wide receiver, and roll down the sideline, get inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line.
And again, this time, a handoff straight ahead on a very quick first down, snap to Tyler Danzy, and he will bounce it off the left side, getting it inside the 15. They'll mark it all the way down now to the 13-yard line. And Culver Stockton has Benedictine on his heels.
Yeah, Joel Mavis comes up and makes the stop along with Tyler Wilson. But right now, the defense just not being able to feed itself and get things going. And Culver Stockton, this is something they've been able to do this season, is have really good possession. But typically, they've been stalling these things out with turnovers. So far today, haven't been guilty of a turnover.
The Culver Stockton offensive line has been dominating the line of scrimmage. Little sidearm pass is going to go incomplete over into the right flat. Now the receiver runs over to make sure it was a lateral.
It was a lateral. I wonder, because the officials didn't blow it dead right away. They were all just sitting there staring at the football. So great job by Culver Stockton to jump on it. They're going to have a loss on the play. It's going to bring up third down.
Culver Stockton center, Lucas Breitenstein, out of Verdon, Illinois, the littlest guy on the front at 6'1", 290. Going from left to right, they are 6'4", 305, 6'3", 310. That's 6'1", 290. On the right side, 6'3", 305, 6'4", 310.
Culver Stockton's going to take the tight end, Dominic Herrera, out of the ballgame, and they're going to bring Slayton Ochoa back in and line him up in the slot to the right.
Off that missed lateral, it's back to a third down 10 for Culver. They're deep in Raven territory at the Benedictine 18. Motion to the left side, QB's back to throw, looking over the middle. He's got a man wide open, off his fingertips. A pass more accurately thrown would have been in the hands of Isaiah Eppinger, but it is a missed opportunity and incomplete.
Yeah, and for the Raven defense, they're going to breathe a sigh of relief right there because that pass was just high, and his receiver was open, able to get a hand on it, just not able to haul it in. And so for Culver Stockton, they're going to bring their field goal unit out looking to kick this one.
It'll be held by backup quarterback Joshua Nelson and, of course, the kicker, Michael Velasco. We talked about him earlier. This will be a 34-yard attempt.
Got a long of 50 this year.
We watched him warm up. He looked great. This one is up, plenty high, plenty long. Got it inside the left upright. It is good. And Joseph, we're taking a timeout with a minute 25 to go. In the opening quarter from Canton, Missouri, it's Culver Stockton 9, Benedictine 3.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Throwing Todd back deep. This time it's going to be Austin feeling the kick. He will go back to the three. They wanted to kick it away from Jayshon. Austin goes clear across the field, 15, 20, hit at the 25, and carries the special teams tackler up to the 30-yard line. First and 10, Ravens from the 30. Their first possession of the game started with fabulous field position. They were able to get it down to the 1-yard line and then unable to capitalize. Their second possession will begin at their own 30-yard line. Gus, the Ravens don't look quite like they looked last week.
Yeah, right now they just don't have a whole lot of, I don't know, spark, if you will. It just looks like they're a little flat in the early going, looking for a little offensive identity here on this possession.
That's a diplomatic way of saying it.
With some of these home run hitters, though, I mean, you could change this thing in the blink of an eye.
No question about it. And is that Overstreet in the backfield now? Quarterback Jarrett Kittle. Back to throw. Looking. Now throwing deep. He's got a man wide open. It's caught at the 30. At the 20, at the 10, you know the answer to this, right? Touchdown, Gathright. Benedictine on the board. It took him one play. Gus, you're like Nostradamus. You called it before the snap of the ball. They could turn it in one play, and they did.
Well, you just kind of had that feeling that they were not happy with the first possession, so they were going to come out and say, hey, let's try to fix this. How do you fix it? You throw it 71 yards to Jacob Gathright. Gathright, 591 yards coming into today's game. We talked about it a moment ago. Every time he touches the ball, it goes for about 25 yards a catch. Now, the Ravens looking to take the lead with the PAT.
Here's tight end converted to kicker Harry Balke. Puts it up, puts it through, and there's a penalty, and there's another one. After the kick, as the two teams converge a little bit over the football, we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, if you don't mind, because with only 1:07 to go in the opening quarter, we'll be kicking it back to you for end of the quarter break. And now all seven officials.
I think the officials just didn't catch the zip code when they were exchanging, you know.
Is that it?
For Christmas cards and said, wait a second, I thought that, never mind.
Well, they're having a little combo. Here we go.
It was over the play. It was a second point after the kick. After the play, personal foul, unnecessary rushing, kicking team number seven.
Okay, so we're going to get a personal foul against the Ravens.
So Benedictine hurts itself there, but helps itself by taking their first lead of the afternoon. It is 10-9, Benedictine. I think Culver's not going to look back maybe at some point here today and go, man, that point after getting blocked turned into a really, really big deal, because it alters so many things that you do, changes your decisions that you're going to make, whether you're going to go for something, whether you're going to kind of lay up or go for the pin, as they say. I mean, it makes a big difference.
Well, and the other thing is going to be that if you chase that point too early and you miss it, now you're down two there where, you know, it becomes that whole chess match of when do you go after that point. I'm bad. I say chase the point right away, but everybody else will tell you that, you know, football people will tell you that let that point happen later.
Return men for Culver are going to begin. Oh, they're expected to take the ball somewhere around the 15-yard line. The kick is away, and it is going to be Antonius Hurd with it at the 15. Angles right, 20. Hit at the 25, down at the 29. More penalty markers as Blue Kaplinger makes the tackle from behind for Benedictine. And we have further conversation with the officials. This one thrown by the referee from deep in the backfield near where the kick was taken.
So the ball, so the penalty comes at the 26. They're going to mark this thing back to the 16. So really, the yardage that you got off of the personal foul, you're going to lose back with the penalty here. And let's also not mess up this. That was a great kickoff by Colin Bruner, right? I mean, he really got behind it. And Colin from Marceline, Missouri. We saw the exit from Marceline on our way over here.
The house, we could have stopped for waffles on the way over this morning. Here's the deal. The Benedictine offense has come to life and has responded now. The question is, can the Raven defense stop Culver Stockton today? Two Wildcat possessions, two Wildcat scores this afternoon.
Late substitution for the Ravens. They're going to take the outside linebacker Victor Terry III out. They're going to bring Zach Gill back into the ballgame.
And here comes the Culver Stockton offense. And again, the senior quarterback, Jace Orndorff. His running back, Dancy, is going to be on his left hand. And we'll take the wraparound handoff. Dancing in is going to be hit and thrown down by big number zero, Joel Mavis.
Yep. Joel Mavis doing a great job coming up from his cornerback spot. And a lot of times cornerbacks don't like to come up and make that tackle in the box, but Joel not one that's scared of making that contact. A 3-yard gain on first down will be 2nd and 7.
Motion will go over to the left side. Quarterback is going to take it, throw it over to the motion man. He'll catch it at the line of scrimmage, get to the 20 and to the 21, picking up only a couple of yards on that catch and carry. Ravens doing a nice job of following it and chasing it across the field. Kyle Rowland. Well, there's another freshman for Benedictine who we've talked a lot about this year.
Little surprised on third down that Culver Stockton up over the football. They really don't have to snap it with only 15 left in the first quarter.
They're going to do it, though. Here's the quarterback back, throwing over the middle. He's got a man, it's tipped, and again, should have been intercepted into Kyle Rowland's hands, and he just could not hold on, and he's very disappointed in himself. But ultimately, that's a great breakup of the pass, if nothing else. And we talk about this passing game. I talk about it probably way too much. You throw the ball a lot. If you're not successful, your possessions are minimal time, and you get the ball back in the hand of your opponent. That's what Culver is going to do now for Benedictine with another sub-minute possession.
Yeah, so for them, again, throwing the ball, getting themselves into trouble now, they're going to give the ball back to Benedictine here on what's probably the last play of the first quarter.
6 seconds on the clock, standing at his 5-yard line. The punt is away. It is low and line drive and will be allowed to hop and then take it by Buteau at the 30. He'll swing left side, 35, races to the 40, darts out of bounds. It gets hit late, pushed out of bounds, and there's the marker. There's another one.
So they're going to call Ravens for a block. And I had to laugh because the individual that came across the field, he put his hands out to the side, and he just kind of slid over in front of the defender, and they're going to get him for the penalty. So.
Well, we're going to sort it all out when we come back. That, find zeros on the scoreboard clock. It's been an eventful opening quarter here in Canton, Missouri. We'll be back. Second quarter coming your way. After one, it's Benedictine 10, Culver Stockton 9.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here to Canton, Missouri, as the officials are assessing the penalty and reversing directions out on the field. We welcome you back. Benedictine leading in the game at the end of one quarter, 10-9. And because we talked about it, we have a Ben over here too.
Ellison Poulton Stadium in Canton for quite a while. Matter of fact, it was 2019 since we have been here last. Because since then, it was back-to-back years in 20 and 21, played in Atchison.
You know, the other thing we had gotten into when we had come over here recently is night games.
Yeah. Now, this is a beautiful noon game here today. Hope that you're enjoying it. BC with the footballs at zone 36. Here's a straight-ahead run. And, okay, here's a running back who said that the play was called into, you know, we'll call it the two. And so he runs into the two. There was like five guys standing there, including two of his linemen. He hit him and he bounces off. Looked like kind of a pinball, just kept bouncing back and bouncing back.
Yeah.
And finally falls down.
So that's one of those plays where the lineman talks to you afterwards and says, the next time you run full speed right into me, we're going to have words after that time. The running back, yeah, just bounced right off of his right guard. Gain of one.
And now the Ravens are going to be without running backs. They're going to have five receivers in the pattern on a second down nine call. Kettle will keep it himself. He'll start left, cut right, go across the grain, tripped inside across the 40 and get her up to around the 43-yard line. So he'll pick up about five on that quarterback keeper, that designed quarterback run.
Yeah, so the head Jay Sean is the only back. They motioned him into the route and left Kettle by himself out there. Now they're going to bring into the ball game Damon.
Yep. Damon Wiggin comes back in. Third down for Benedictine. Third down three, Ravens at their own 43-yard line. Very early going in the second quarter, BC by one. Quarterback, it's the same play he ran a moment ago, and this time Kettle is just going to sprint to the edge, get beyond the first down marker, and give his team a first and 10. There was nothing too fancy about that. Here's the marker. You just run just beyond as fast as you can to get out of bounds.
So the question becomes, because we haven't seen this out of Garrett this year, mm-hmm. right? Garrett's run the ball a lot less. So do they like the matchup of Garrett running against Culver Stockton, or do they think that their running backs aren't able to move the ball against Culver?
It could be some of that, too. I mean, certainly, whatever it is, he is an integral part of the running game. But now, on a little reverse, BC's got Omajaya Black, who will take the handoff on a bit of a reverse, takes it around to the right side. He is going to have a Benedictine first down. He was like a little jet sweep. Started left, got behind the tackle, spun around, came back to the right, and then took the handoff from Kettle and had a full head of steam and just turned it upfield. So Benedictine across midfield, now inside the Culver 40-yard line.
They're going to bring Harry O'Neill back into the ballgame, line him up behind the tight end Zimmerman on the right side.
Gathright is very wide to the left side. Look how small the guy defending him is. I can't read his number on those numbers, but QB's back, throws one short and diving to the ground for a short thrown ball. Nice catch by Jay Sean, good for five.
Yeah, Jay Sean, body language screams a little frustrated with that because he doesn't like to have to dive. He likes to be able to, you know, make a man miss afterwards because that's really where his game excels, is being able to be on his feet and get away from guys.
The Culver defender over there, guys, is Jet Smith.
Okay, if you look over on the left side, they've got Gathright with nobody helping over the top.
Second down five, the bad snap. Kettle's able to pick it up, pumps once, pulls it back, pumps again, wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Harry O'Neill. Touchdown, Ravens.
Now, you do have a marker on the far
side.
Thank you. You have a marker down on the far side of the field, but I really think that cornerback reached out and grabbed Jacob Gathright, and it's going to be of no consequence here.
We've got three players for Culver Stockton on their defense arguing with one another. You see them over here having a bit of a conversation.
So it is a hold against Culver Stockton. They're going to decline the penalty. Ravens on the board again.
Nice catch by Harry O'Neill for Benedictine. And just to, you know, to finish off this play, Harry will be in to kick the PAT. Yes, coach, I could do it all, man. It'll be held by Garrett. 12:14 on the clock, still here in the first half. The placement, the kick, and we're taking a timeout as it is good. 12:14 to go. Opening half, Benedictine 17, Culver Stockton 9.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Bates has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Bank, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Raven kickoff is going to be brought back upfield and finally caught from behind inside the Benedictine 30-yard line, because the Ravens had to put on a little bit of jets there to come downfield and make that kick coverage tackle. Isaiah Eppinger with the return, and tell you what, for Benedictine, tremendous play by Fabian Njika to bring him down from behind. That was a huge, huge return.
Well, it's huge for multiple reasons. Not only did they get this thing down to the 24-yard line, but this Culver Stockton team needed something, because they hit the touchdown on their first drive. But Benedictine is now three drives, three scores. And for Culver Stockton, just needs to get something going again here on the offensive end. They can't fall further behind.
At the Raven 24, they're going to the end zone. Pass is going to be caught at the 10 and trying to tackle from behind. And finally, bumped out of bounds on the near side. The receiver on the near side caught the ball, and he was literally behind Joe Mavis, who tried to reach around behind and hold him up and waiting for a teammate to finally bump him out of bounds at the one that's first to go from there.
Kind of looked like he was trying to box him out, right? Like, he's leaning into him, had the arms around him, you know. Officials sometimes call the hook, but who cares about that? And for Culver, they're looking at a first and goal now at the one.
Quarterback is going to push forward. The surge is in. Touchdown. So Culver Stockton, after a huge return, a two-play scoring drive, and they are within two, and you know they're going to go for two, right? I guess I say that. Don't you suppose they're going to go for two?
Again, I talk about I do, but a lot of teams will say, don't chase the points yet.
Well, we will see that they do have kicker Michael Velasco back into the game, and they are looking to go for a single point. It is 17-15. Wait for this PAT. Right foot soccer style kicker Benedictine blocked their last PAT effort. And we'll see what happens here. As it is down and up. Got this one up quickly, and it's good. Joseph, timeout. Points coming now. And Culver Stockton, Ravens 17, Wildcats 16.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Kickoff alignment, six on one side and four on the other. Michael Velasco gets set to address the ball and puts a toe to it, hit over end and high, angling toward Puteau, fields it at the goal line. Austin coming up the right side at the 10, slows down 15, gets away at the 20, right side 30, and finally shoved out of bounds. And we got another penalty marker.
Yeah, this could be a blocking penalty against the Ravens back at the 33-yard line.
So BC's special teams,
this will take them back to,
have been penalized on almost every play.
Yeah, so this will take them back to the 23.
Last year, these two teams met in Atchison. I mentioned for the past two seasons they have been in Atchison. Last year, the Ravens came away with a 65
8-24 win. And tell you what, this Cobra Stockton team, 63 rushing yards, 329 passing yards. They're going to have, it feels like they're going to have that many halfway through the game here today. They're rolling up some big yards this afternoon.
Well, yeah, they've hit a handful of big plays, and that's really going to offset your numbers.
Here comes the Raven offense from their own 23. Back to throw, Kettle steps up, thinking about running. Now it's going to just throw it into the ground, and it's going to go incomplete, and he'll start this thing over again.
That time he was looking for maybe Damon over here.
I'm going to ask you about this 3-3 stack kind of a defense. What exactly is it, and what is it doing to cause the Ravens, I think, a lot of trouble?
Well, what they're doing is, yeah, you talk about the 33 stack, there's three linemen, three linebackers, and then they've got three safeties out on the field. So you get yourself a little more versatility with that extra safety. But the problem is, for the Ravens, you're really going to be able to run against it because there's that such a void in the middle of the field, if you will, between that safety and the middle linebacker. So for Benedictine, you can run against it, but it takes a minute to just figure out exactly how you want to attack it. And right now, the Ravens, other than hitting the big play early on, they've struggled with attacking it. A short gain on second down, they're now looking at a 3rd and 9.
Yeah, again, trying to run the ball, but Overstreet just with nowhere to go. And Benedictine, 3rd down and long. And again, they take it all
look,
the running back down.
They've got two high safeties that are about 15 yards back.
Quarterback Derek Kettle is back to throw. Looking, now running, rolling left, still running. Now drop it back, throws one off balance, out of bounds, onto the track. And again, Benedictine unable to find an open receiver. They were covering very well. Cobra was deep, and there was just nothing there for the Ravens. And further, my observation over the years, Gus, is that for Benedictine's passing game to be most effective, it strikes pretty quickly. You don't have the quarterback standing back there all that time.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to get guys open, and today it's just not happening for the Ravens.
Benedictine will be forced to punt the football away. Cobra Stockton's going to come out of this with pretty good field position as the return man is at the Wildcat 38-yard line. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a single-digit lead. In the Ravens to punt it away is going to be Cullen Bruner. He'll get a nice one off. It turns over. Return man just stands and lets it go over his head, and then it takes a Wildcat bounce. Cobra's going to have it at their own 36-yard line.
Getting down the field for Benedictine, able to down that ball, you're going to see Josh Morris.
17-16, Benedictine in front. This is the only noon game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon.
Wow, if you're a Oklahoma fan today, you shouldn't be.
Oh, no.
TCU, 34, Oklahoma, 17. Still 6 minutes left in the first half, but maybe everybody can beat Oklahoma this year.
That is a lot of points. You're up to about 50 points, and you're not even the halftime combined points. Here comes the Cobra offense. 1st and 10. They'll have the ball at their own. They're going to give him at the 37-yard line. Straight back to throw is Orndorff. Fires one to his running back coming out of the backfield. Puts his head down and just kind of runs into and then just powers through the defender over there. A nice gain on the play for CSC. It'll bring up a 2nd down 5. Very quickly, once again, Cobra getting up to the line of scrimmage. Now at their own 43-yard line. Motion will go to the left side, running back to the left hand of quarterback Orndorff. And again, this time a wraparound handoff, straight ahead, gaping hole in the middle. He will drive ahead, pick up a 1st down, and finally, the secondary comes up to make the stop near midfield. 1st and 10, Cobra Stockton is Zach Gill coming out of the middle of that.
Right now, Cobra Stockton being very balanced on offense. They're passing the ball with success. They're running the ball really well. And again, they're setting up the pass with the run here today. And right now, Benedictine just kind of caught off guard, not really sure what to stop. 9 1st downs on the day for the Wildcats. And still have 9:20 left here in the first half.
From just shy of midfield, it's a 1st down call. Orndorff, 3-step drop, fires one. BB over the middle, caught at the Raven 40. Going the wrong way, trying to get to the edge. And breaking 1 tackle, 2 tackles, and finally pushed out of bounds on the near side. He's going to have another CSC 1st down. And Gus, the Ravens and Joel over there is having trouble getting guys wrapped up. I mean, he makes the initial contact, but they're
They're breaking free.
Yeah, and they're all quick routes right now for Culver Stockton. They're just running, you know, kind of drags across the field, quick slants, just fast passes to these wide receivers and let them get in space and try to make a play.
Ravens with a lot of guys up along the defensive line of scrimmage, and one of them is going to make this tackle for a loss. What a job by Dwayne Lacy. He sidesteps his blocker, gets into the backfield, and makes a very sure-handed tackle on Danzy, losing a yard, second and 11.
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy's a guy who likes to be in the backfield, likes to cause havoc, and just a big guy for the Ravens. That will be his fourth tackle for loss this season.
Second and 11 to the Benedictine 40-yard line. 8.5 to go. Pressure's on. Quarterback throws it way over here into the crowd, and he has no idea where that exactly landed. Fantastic pressure provided by BC as they were in the backfield, and they were there in a big hurry.
Now the Ravens are going to take out a defensive lineman that I don't even show today, 74, and they're going to bring Isaac Anderson back in. Ravens make a lot of substitutions on this third and long.
By the way, that was Heath Baker with the pressure on the quarterback. Cousin Orndorff to throw that away. Third down, 11 at the Raven 40. QB back to throw again. There's a hold in the middle. No penalty. Quarterback is going to keep it. He's going to run to the near side. Dump out of bounds. Short of the first down. He's going to be out of bounds at the 30. That is just about a yard shy of the first and 10.
You got to have better awareness of the field, right? You got to understand where you're going to pick up that first down, because he stepped out at the 30. He could have leaned forward to pick up the first down. We're going to see a field goal opportunity here.
47-yard effort coming up for Michael Velasco. He's 4 of 6 this year. His long on the season is 50. It is well within his range. And there's just no breeze out here at all to affect this kick. It'll be down to the 37. Hands outstretched for the holder. The placement is good. The kick is airborne. And it is wide to the right side. No good.
Plenty of distance, right?
Plenty of distance.
So, again, he probably would have been good from 50, but that time just pushed it a little bit. And with that, the Ravens going to send their offense out on the field. So the Raven defense bends but doesn't give up any points.
You kind of get the feeling coming out of that series that Benedictine, you know, is probably fortunate to still be in front of this game by this single digit, 17-16, 8-10 to go in the opening half, and the Ravens are going to have the ball at their own 30.
So for Benedictine, only two possessions in the entire first quarter. This will be their third possession of the second quarter today.
By the way, the college game, you get the ball back to the original line of scrimmage, not where the placement of the kick had originated. And again, that 3-3 defense, quarterback Kettle will send his running back over to his right side. Play action is back to throw. Steps up in a pocket. It dissolves. He runs. He hits. He's down. Gains two.
That time coming up to make the stop for Culver Stockton. We had a handful of guys meeting up at the quarterback right there, but the first one, Dylan DeRozier, getting in there. Also, the guy able to help clean up the mess, Rashad Henson, a freshman out of Orlando.
Benedictine's going to bring in a couple of different receivers. LeBron Jackson's out there. Ethan Perrott comes into the lineup for the Ravens. They're going to have Rayshon in the backfield for Garrett Kettle. Rayshon has been utilized mostly as a blocking back. And this time he's going to carry the ball into the right side. Nice sealed block on the edge. He'll get to the 40-yard line and pick up a Benedictine first down. There was a great block by Ethan Perrott to close that outside on the left edge.
Yep, great job by Ethan. You talk about the big sophomore wide receiver out of Apple Valley, California. Just came down and sealed on that defensive end, allows the running back to turn the corner, pick up the first down. Ravens keep this drive alive, first and 10 at the 41.
Here comes Benedictine. Two receivers wide to the left side. But now, look, you've got one in the backfield and two tight ends. So the Ravens are tightening it up. Now, they will empty out the backfield and put Jayshon Todd out of the backfield wide right. Quarterback draw. Straight ahead to the 45, to the 50, to the 45. Garrett Kettle running to the 30. Garrett Kettle's going to take it coast to coast. Touchdown, Ravens. Hit late in the end zone. Garrett Kettle scores, and the Ravens extend their lead.
A big run right there by Garrett Kettle, and that's got to be a career long for the BC quarterback.
Well, that was a 50, let me do the count math 59. Here, 58, I'm giving him 8 maybe, yeah, 8-yard run for Garrett Kettle. And the beauty of that run is there was very little deception. There was very little trickery. He took the ball, took a step back, paused, and went straight to the goalpost.
Okay. Let's talk about something real quick.
Okay. I got the time.
Derek Kettle, on that play, had Jayshon to his right, motioned him out of the backfield. Have you noticed any time they've had a running back that was Jayshon and motioned him out of the backfield, it's been a quarterback draw every time? So Kettle's going to get his first unsportsmanlike conduct after he scores the touchdown. He got tackled like right as he was going in, got up, spikes the ball at the player who tackled him. That's going to get him his first unsportsmanlike conduct. And that's not a huge deal. Just can't get one more today or he'll finish the rest of the day up here.
Placement is by Kettle and the PAT by Harry is up and good. And we're going to take a timeout as Benedictine scores from long range and extends its lead. 6:45 to go, opening half in Canton, Missouri. Ravens 24, Wildcats 16.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The new year is here and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
With the assessment of the penalty, the Benedictine kick is made from very deep in their end of the field, and it is high end over end, ultimately fielded by Mason Hackman, and his return is going to be brought to an end at the 45-yard line. So for Culver, they're going to parlay that Raven personal foul penalty into a pretty good field position to begin the series. They'll have it first and 10 to their own 45-yard line with 6:40 to play here in the opening half. 24-16, Benedictine. Okay, Gus, when do you chase that point? At what point in time is that important to you?
Late third, early fourth.
Really?
Yeah,
that late? See, I'm worried to death at that point that
I'm
not going to score again.
I don't like it. Well, if you don't score again, the point was, you know, of no consequence.
Here's a handoff into the right side. As he tries to get to the edge, the Ravens' secondary line of defense steps up, makes the tackle. There is no gain on the sweep to the right side. And was that Javi over there? Javi Bloomquist, Warbeez?
Yeah, Bloomquist doing a great job coming up, making the stop on the play, no gain. And Josh Brown has texted me that last year Kettle had the 63-yard touchdown run against Culver Stockton. So
he likes his
he likes running against his team.
Here's a second down pass that's going to be caught at midfield, and a very quick and very sure-handed tackle for Benedictine is made at the 48-yard line. Victor Terry the third with that stop. And it'll bring up now a third down three. Inside six to go in the opening half. 24-16, Benedictine in front in this Heart of America Athletic Conference college football game coming to you from Northeast Missouri. On the banks of the Mississippi River here this afternoon.
The banks of a river every week, right?
It seems like it. Sometimes bigger rivers than others. This is a pretty big river. Back to throw again is Orndorff on a third down. Pass batted away and incomplete. That was nearly picked off by Johnny Bloomquist. And he will ultimately deflect it incomplete. And the Wildcats are going to be forced to punt the football away. That was a good stand. Maybe, guys, let me just change that. That was the best defensive stand for Benedictine yet this afternoon.
I get that you don't want to give up anything right here before half, but Benedictine deferred to the second half. If you're Culver Stockton, you've had a lot of luck today. I would have probably gone for this as fourth and two.
Standing at his own 35-yard line, punter Waro Venter. Little left-footed kicker. We watched him warm up. He was spectacular. This one is going to land at the one. two-hop out the back of the end zone. So I guess it always feels good to kick a bar, but sometimes that's really not the best benefit of the team. And Benedict and on the touchback will have first and 10 at the 20.
Yeah, the Ravens got some good pressure on him there, and I think he got rid of that punt just a little quicker than he wanted to. I think he was probably looking to try to drop that thing down inside the 10, and he did so well with that during warm-ups. We were watching him try to kick it, and he was, you know, dropping him inside the 5. But that time, a little pressure, just booted it hard, and now the Ravens will have it back at their own 20. 5:18 left here in the first half. 24-16 Ravens.
Here's Benedict then with 2 to the left, 1 to the right, wing to the left, no one in the backfield but Garrett Kettle. First down at their own 20. Motion, wide left. Jason doesn't take the ball. Quarterback throwing. He's got a man downfield, and it was way underthrown to Gathright. Incomplete and nearly picked off. I don't know. That was just so far downfield. I don't know if he just didn't have enough gas to throw the ball any farther.
Yeah, and he's lucky that that wasn't intercepted, because that was one of the best interceptors in the country. And David Hernandez had 2 interceptions last week, has 5 already this season.
Benedictine coming into the ball game here today. You've got to remember, number 12 team in the nation in the NAIA Top 25 national poll after last Saturday's 72-32 win over Graceland. And he talked about Garrett Kettle as the conference offensive player of the week last week. He'll wrap around and pull it back. Garrett at the 20, 5:30. Oh, my goodness, 40. Kettle to the 50. Garrett Kettle shoved out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Tremendous run, and the Ravens senior quarterback is now dominating the Benedictine ground game.
Yeah, and he is the ground game for the Ravens. Right now, the running backs have struggled today. That time, Sonny Jenkins comes over and makes a stop on the play. But not before Kettle able to get it down into Wildcat territory at the 41-yard line.
Quickly, the Ravens are going to come back out over it, and we're going to the Wildcat.
Yeah, Kettle's going to go out there to the left and line up in as a wide receiver.
Jayshon looking to take the snap. Rayshon to his right, and Jayshon will take it, follow the block. He's at the 40, and the ankle's taken out from beneath him right there. So there will be minimal gain for Benedictine on that play.
That time when the leading tacklers for Culver Stockton, Sean Jackson, 35, coming into today's game, did a great job of coming up from that linebacker spot and just taking the pegs out from underneath Jayshon Todd. It'll bring up a 2nd and 8 for the Raven offense. 4:18 left here in the first half.
I know it's probably selfish of me, but I was kind of hate when I see Reed Levi checking out of the game, and the Ravens are going to bring in a different package. Reed Levi has not been thrown to yet today. Here's a pass out of the backfield. It's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage and advanced inside the 40 to the 35-yard line, ultimately gaining for Benedict at about 4 yards and leaving the Ravens looking at a 3rd down short as we're down to 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, or the second quarter, rather, second quarter.
Woo-hoo! How about TCU leading Oklahoma now 41-17, and we're not even to the break.
What time does it start at Memorial Stadium?
About 2:30 today.
Okay. So we're going to catch most of that on the trip back.
I doubt it.
Okay. Hey, I hear that bell outside. Is that Big Ben telling me I need to remind everybody that they're enjoying Raven football on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison? Maybe. Motion to the left side. Kettle's going to take it. Hand off straight ahead. Rayshon, and he will push forward but be well short of the 1st down. Needed 4, got 2.
Devontae Jordan, the sophomore.
Barker late. Look out.
Devontae Jordan, the sophomore linebacker out of Augusta, Georgia, makes a stop on the play.
Okay, I said something to you a little bit earlier. I thought that there were a lot of penalties. Now I'm sure there have been a lot of penalties today.
Official's going to make his way over. See if we can get it.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Body slamming the runner to the ground. Defense. 15-yard penalty, automatic, 1st down.
The coach Sally's out on the field. He is trying to get the official to come over and see him. Or the official, I'd stay where I was at.
Is that like, Coach Sally is now reenacting the tackle on the near sideline. Is that like asking the trooper to take away the speeding ticket after he's written it up and handed it to you?
Yeah, it probably doesn't work well.
It does. Probably just not going to happen. Clock is rolling, and that penalty big as Benedictine will gain a 1st down and a lot of yardage inside the 20-yard line.
Wildcat.
Again for the Wildcat. Oh, back to throw. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. How about that throw? Jayshon Todd to Reed Levi. Because Reed's got like 5 catches for 4 touchdowns this year.
Yeah. No, he's even more than that, right?
I don't know. Let me look at my numbers here. Reed Levi.
Now, 11 catches for 6 touchdowns?
That is 11 catches and 6 touchdowns on the season. You're exactly right. For Reed Levi, the 6'4" junior. And Benedictine stretches its lead to 14. Looking to add one more. Who knew that Jason had that nice arm? The kick is up. It's good. Obviously, the Ravens staff knew it, and Jason knew it. And now Raven fans know it, and we're taking a timeout as it helps Benedictine to extend its lead. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictine 31, Culver Stockton 16.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, it's great to have you with us here this afternoon. We welcome you, whether you're listening from Omaha, the 305, wherever across America or the world. We've got listeners in Sweden. We've got listeners in Japan. We've got them everywhere, and we appreciate every one of you. 2:54 to go in the opening half here as the Ravens, with that TD, lead at 31-16. Kick return units out on the field for Culver Stockton, and Gus, I have to admit, I have to cheat a little bit with binoculars in order to pull those numbers up. Isaiah Eppinger on the far side, Freddie Edwards on the near side for Culver, as Benedictine set to put a toe to the ball. And that's Cohen out there to kick it away. That's a nice kick, sidewinding kick. And it will bounce at the 10, bounce at the 5, bounce at the 2, bobbed a little bit, and picked up at the 2, hit at the 10, down at the 12-yard line. That was very similar to the initial kick of the ball game, where Culver were finally able to corral it and then did not make much of a return. Terrible field position.
Blue Kaplinger in on the stop, along with Blake Castile, the freshman linebacker out of Maryville, Missouri.
Benedictine's defense out of the field. They would like to get their offensive ball back one more time and see what they can do with it. Benedictine with 2 timeouts remaining in the first half. Culver has 3. Wildcats would like to get a little points on the board here before halftime. First down call, a little wraparound handoff, bouncing into the middle, nothing doing. Gavin Spangler in the middle for Benedictine, doing a great job making initial contact. Heath Baker, the second Raven defender in there on the stop, and it will bring up a second down and 8 or 9. And right, so now the players are not real happy with each other. We're seeing a lot of chippy play.
Right now, Culver Stockton with kind of their backs against the wall. Benedictine has had 6 possessions today, scored points on 5 of them. Today for Culver Stockton, 6 possessions. They've only come away with points on 3 of those possessions. And if you remember back, Ravens won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. So for Culver Stockton, got to score on this drive to keep this thing competitive.
Culver's going to take a timeout. They're trying to decide what to do. I think they're a little confused and want to get everybody on the same page. Joseph, we're going to do it. Taking a break of 2:20 to go in the half. Ravens 31, Wildcats 16.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Radio this afternoon, 2 minutes and 20 seconds ago in the third quarter. And Culver Stockton taking a extended timeout as they are looking at a second down nine. The ball all the way back at the Wildcat 14-yard line. Ravens with a two-touchdown lead in front 31-16. And well, Gus, for our Benedictine, it took them a while to kind of get things going, but suddenly you look at the scoreboard and you start doing some of the simple math and you're saying 31, that gets you to 60, and that's the kind of points that they've been scoring against Culver Stockton for the last 20 years.
Right. I mean, we talked about it in the pregame that this game, well, this series, Benedictine, 42 points a game, Culver Stockton, right at about 10 points a game, so yeah, we're right there.
QB's back to throw here on this second down and long call. He's got some time. Now he's going to run, be a chase, and his hit pulled out from behind. What a nice defensive play for Benedictine with that tackle. And Culver now looking at a third down. And I think Benedictine's going to take this timeout, guys, because they're looking at this clock and saying, third down, we hold you right here. We're going to get the ball. We're going to have a couple of minutes. We're going to have probably a fairly short field here, and maybe even better depending on a return.
You know I like that twofer, right?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the half, here's your chance to score, get the ball back, score again.
Yeah, because Benedictine gave the ball to Culver Stockton to start the game, and will then obviously be getting it at the onset of the third quarter. So, now for the Ravens, they would like to have that back-to-back scoring opportunity and really put this game for most intents and purposes kind of out of reach in the early going of the third quarter.
On that last play right there by quarterback Jace Orndorff, steps up into the pocket and then runs a yard and slides. He's got to realize at this point he's going to have to start pushing that ball a little bit and taking a few more chances.
You know, Culver Stockton is usually a pretty good team at home, and they won six of their last nine games right here in Poulton Stadium. So they are a good team, an improving team, a team that plays well at home, and that's taking the Ravens a little bit of time to kind of get all the oars pulling. Is that just a road trip, overnight stay kind of a thing that it takes you a minute to establish that?
Nothing good about an overnight trip. And for the Ravens, we feel like they haven't played great this first half, right? But they still scored on five of their six possessions here today.
Let's see what Culver Stockton has up its sleeve. This is a big call for the Wildcats, maybe a bigger one for them than for Benedictine right now, as it is a third down eight at their own 15-yard line. Receivers, two to the left end, two to the right. QB back to throw. Back comes out, and now he's going to go deep. He's got a man in triple coverage, and it is broken up at the 50-yard line. I'll tell you what, he had the right idea throwing to a very good receiver down here in Slayton Ochoa. Last week, Slayton with 10 catches for 138, but Gus, it was not one or two. It was three defenders around him.
And you know what? He had the ball, right? He had that thing all the way till he came down and it hit off a shoulder pad. So it's not like the defender did anything to knock the ball away. The defender just happened to be there and it hit off his shoulder pad. Slayton is just one of those special talents here in the conference.
Ravens with Buteau back to return the punt. Kicker standing at the goal line, and it is almost blocked, and there's our penalty. There it is. Buteau will catch it at the 30 and just cover up there because he's looked downfield. He saw those penalty markers, and he said it doesn't make any difference.
Now, here's the question. Is it a 5-yard or is it the 15? I'm going to go with it was probably the 15 because they were coming for the block, and I feel like they hit that plant foot.
We'll wait for the officials to give us a little bit of insight. Here we go.
Ooh. This is five. Okay. Marked it down 5 yards from where Buteau caught it. So They're going to put this thing back to the 23-yard line, and it's where the Ravens will start this possession.
Yeah, for Benedictine with a minute 52 to go and one timeout with which to work. This is not an impossible job. I mean, certainly BC has proven over the course of this season and with the kind of talent that they've got, the kind of speed that this offense possesses, that they're capable of scoring from absolutely anywhere on the field on absolutely any down. It'll be Damon Wiggin in the backfield. He'll be your running back and setting up on the right side of quarterback Garrett Kittle. And now they're going to come very wide to the right side. Jake Gathright is in, and you've got Jayshon Todd. So the two speedy receivers will be wide to the right side, and that is the Culver sideline side.
They don't typically put those two side by side like that.
Back to throw is Kittle. Throws it short, coming out of the backfield, gets it to Damon, and he will cross the 30, be right up to and pick up a first down, give him 11 yards, and quickly dancing out of bounds, stopping the clock at a minute 45. So the Ravens are in what they practice, because every single day, the two-minute drill.
Yeah, and right there, so taking Jayshon and Jacob side by side, sprint them down the field. Everybody turns because they're such a big threat down the field. It pulls everybody back and opens up that half of the field for that underneath pass.
First and 10, Benedictine from their own 34. Back to throw again. Pass over to the right side, and it's going to be taken by Gathright. He will dance out of bounds just short of the first down, giving him 9, and we're at a minute 39. They took minimal time off the clock there. And the Ravens will quickly come back up over the line of scrimmage. And back in the game, by the way, just so that you're aware, is going to be Reed Levi. He'll be the inside wide receiver on the left side. Sitting in the middle of three receivers is going to be Jayshon Todd. And they'll go one more far to the left side with Buteau. To the right side, it'll be Gathright. Kettle directing, and he's telling Levi, I want you back over on the left. And QB's back to throw again. Looking right, nothing. Going left. It's going to be caught coming out of the backfield and picking up a first down. That was a nice catch and realization of what was going on by Damon Wiggin and getting out of bounds.
Yeah, Damon did a good job, though, of getting down because the cornerback over there saw that play. And it just takes a while to get that pass all the way across there to that left flat, and the cornerback was coming up looking to hit.
We're at a minute 29 to go, and now you've got I'm being thoroughly amused over here on the near side, it goes, because Coach Sally is over here telling me to wind the clock. He's telling me to wind, and he's rolling the arms and roll that clock, man. Roll that clock. But no.
Got out of bounds, Coach.
Kettle is back to throw. Rolling. And he will throw it out of bounds and incomplete. And he will stop the clock at a minute 22. So for Benedictine, these plays are taking 6 to 8 seconds each. And if you can get plays off in 6 to 8 seconds intentionally, that gives you quite a few opportunities still with a minute 22 to go in the half. And for BC, still one timeout remaining. And the play being ferried in from the far sideline as Omar Jaya Black will go out of the game and coming back in for Benedict and Jayshon Todd. Raven coaching staff sends the play in from the sideline. And now coming out of the backfield, Rayshon will go wide left, leaving Kendall all alone back there. Back to throw, going deep over the middle. It's overshot and intercepted. Badly thrown ball. Take it away at the 15. Up the middle of the 20. Hit at the 25 or 30 rather, and up to the 31-yard line. Rayshon makes the tackle, but that was a ball thrown well off target. And free safety, Jeremiah Ferguson, with what I believe is probably his first INT of the year. Now, he's out of a little town called St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yep, by way of Northeast High School.
So with a minute 10 to go in the opening half, it'll be interesting to see what Culver Stockton decides to do. Are they just looking to go to the locker room, or you think they're going to try to attack?
I think you've got to attack, right? You've got all three timeouts. You've got the ball in pretty favorable field position, and you're going to give the ball back to BC to start the second. I feel like here's your opportunity.
Back to throw is going to be Orndorff. We'll see. He steps up, and now he's going to run with it. Cuts across the 40 and does not get to slip feet first as he did not see the defender coming up from behind who makes the tackle at the 45-yard line, a gain of 7. But the clock continues to roll at 55 seconds left in the half. Bringing up 4, Culver Stockton a second down, 2 at their own 45. Again, 4 receivers in the pattern, QB looking left, throwing left, has his man nearly picked off and then juggled. Is it complete? It is.
Sure did. That was a great job right there. Javai Bloomquist tried to cut underneath that ball, and I really thought he was going to get a hand on it, but somehow Slayton Ochoa just goes up with the fingertips, pinches that ball down, steps out of bounds, a big first down right there for Culver.
All concentration, man. He was focused on that play. 43 seconds to go in the half. Orndorff back to throw again, setting up a little screen, and he just throws it into the crowd on the near sideline. The sideline wants a penalty against Joe Mavis. They're not going to get that.
Yeah, because what happened over here, they were looking on the near side for wide receiver Mason Hackman. But as Hackman planted to turn around and come back to the football, he fell to the ground. Mavis is standing there watching him, and incomplete pass does stop the clock with 38 seconds, and Culver still has all three timeouts.
31-16 is a Benedictine lead. The Ravens want to keep it a two-touchdown advantage. Culver wants to cut that in half. Back to throw again, firing a BB over to the left side. It caught and tackled at the field of play. Well done defensively by Joel Mavis, and they are throwing at him right now, I think.
There we go. I was Culver going to burn the timeout. They came up just about a yard short, and I was surprised they were taking so long before they called that timeout.
Now, I will ask you a question. Are they throwing to Mavis' side because Joel's there? Are they throwing because that is their strength? Are they throwing because that's where their better receivers are just lining up on that left side? Are they throwing there because Orndorff likes to throw left? But they're all going that way.
Yeah, it might be that Orndorff likes to go left. I really think that they just like whatever receiver happens to be over there. Mainly, though, it's been Slayton Ochoa on that left side.
And again, you talk about him, he has just been really, really good. Last week, 10 catches, 138 yards, and so far he's had a strong afternoon.
Look what he did last year against the Ravens. I mean, he had a big day there, too.
Yeah, 6 catches in Atchison last year and 123 yards for Slayton Ochoa. Today, so far, 5 for 105 and a TD.
Now do you see why you throw?
Yeah.
Just find where he's at and throw him the ball.
It's like you've got Michael Irvin, right?
Yeah, it's all about the U.
Throw it to your best guy. Third down and one. Little wraparound handoff, breaking two tackles to pick up the first down and more at the 30. He may score 20, angling to the 10. Drug out of bounds, and the ball is on the ground, and the Ravens cover it up. The officials run up, and it is. They're still talking. It's Raven football at the one. Oh, my goodness. The sideline. It's on the Culver side of the sideline, and the sideline erupts. Coach Sally's down there, and he is hot.
Yeah, Coach Sally's saying that that ball wasn't recovered in the field of play. I don't really know whether it was or not, and it's right in front of
it's
us.
Close.
Right?
Okay.
It was really close, but when it's all said and done, that is a huge turn of events right here because Culver Stockton was going to score that, right? And instead, the Ravens are going to now have to be very careful. They're going to have the ball at the 2-yard line, so Kettle's going to have to push forward and keep himself away from a safety and get out of this half.
That's the whole bottom line right there, is just to get back out of the end zone. Culver's got 2 timeouts left if they elect to use them. I'm not sure if they would. If you're the Ravens, you're not doing anything silly, although the quarterback is not up under center, which is odd.
Look at Coach Sally over here, just tearing on the official still.
Movement to the left side, little wraparound handoff, and a straight-ahead run into the middle, picking up a couple of yards, which provides a little bit of a safety cushion, and it will be up all the way. Actually, they're going to mark it with the 4, where we're going to get another Wildcat timeout, leaving them with 1, and we have 10 seconds to go in the first half. You know, I didn't know what the Ravens were going to do, and I want to tell you, a little surprised to see them line up in a shotgun or pistol kind of a formation and not just have Garrett Kittle standing under the center on that. So the Ravens, and at that point, I'm going to tell you, I thought maybe they were going to throw the thing downfield. I didn't know, because they are capable of the explosive play and they have the long pass, to, you know, downfield. So maybe.
As much as you really want to, you just got to keep telling yourself, don't do it.
Don't do that. That's not a good idea. And here's the thing, in my life, I've known a lot of people who have never done the wrong thing. You know, always done good.
What did they always say? Hey, y'all, watch this.
Watch this. Anytime it starts with, hey, watch this, it's maybe a little risky business here. Here comes the BC offense. 10 seconds left in the half.
The Ravens have had the ball 7 times today. They've come away with points on 5 of those, only 1 turnover today. that last interception by Garrett Kittle.
Well, Kittle is in the still about a yard or so deep in the end zone, waiting to take the snap from the pistol. Will wrap around, and the running back slips and falls, and just Rayshon Mills gets out of the end zone. He'll lose a couple of yards. Oh, my goodness.
Coach Sally's going to go ahead and burn that final timeout, and I tell you, I wouldn't blame him right here, right?
Oh, gracious. Now it's going to bring up for the Ravens. Third down, and now they're going to be your so-yard line.
Without question, Garrett Kittle's your best rusher today. Seven carries, 108 yards, and one rushing touchdown on that 59-yard run. Rayshon Mills, 7 for 22 today, so he's averaging right about 3 a pop. Jayshon, 2 for 6. Derek Overstreet, 2 for 3. And you haven't let Damon run the ball because you've thrown it to him today. He had 3 catches coming into today's game. He now has 3 catches today for 26 yards. So he's been effective out of the backfield catching the ball.
How about that, though? 3 catches today. That ties him for the team lead in catches with Jacob Gathright.
Yeah, Gathright, 3 catches, 88 yards, a touchdown.
So here comes Benedict back out. And again, will they, and maybe this time they will assume the diamond formation. I think Raven fans are going to approve of that. And Kettle will get to a knee. And now there's more pushing and shoving in the middle of that business. And we have come to halftime. We'll be back. Sunrise opening half for you. We're in Canton, Missouri. We're at intermission. It's Benedictine 31, Culver Stockton 16.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back here at Polson Stadium where we've got the intermission. 31-16, Benedictine in front. Gus, Ravens started off a little bit slowly, and then as the half went on, they gained a little bit of inertia, a little bit of momentum, and going up a couple of scores here.
Yeah, for the Ravens, it felt like they got off to a slow start because Culver scored on their very first possession. Benedictine only came back with a field goal. It was 6-3 after one possession each. But then for the Ravens, they went on to score 5 of their next 6 possessions and really were able to put some room between them and Culver Stockton. Culver Stockton, how about that last drive, though? Rolling down the field, get all the way to the 2-yard line and fumble the ball away to Benedictine. I think that when you look back, that's going to be the possession that you're a little upset with, right?
Yeah, you know, and you look at this game and neither of these teams is playing their best football, I don't think, today. I mean, Benedictine, if they're 2 of 6 on third down. Culver Stockton's only 1 of 7 on third down. So credit the Raven defense, 38 and 39 plays, respectively, for these two teams. 330 yards for the Ravens. Culver with 281 yards. I mean, they're both getting a lot of yards per play. They've gone up and down the field. Benedictine has been fortunate to have been able to culminate theirs, though, in the end zone a couple times more.
Yeah, big plays for both of these teams. But I think also the other thing that maybe stands out to me is the offense is playing well. I don't think the defenses have really shown up as much today. And for Benedictine, you're going to say, yeah, but we held Culver Stockton only 16 points. But again, a handful of shots that you could have turned the ball over. Slayton Ochoa, the big wide receiver for Culver Stockton right now, putting together a great first half. 5 catches for 105 yards. Demarion Cobb, 5 rushes for 52 yards. And Jason Orndorff has been passable today, right? 13 of 19 for 165 yards and a touchdown. He has not had an interception thrown today for Culver Stockton. They have had that fumble right at the end of the half was their first turnover. Turnovers have been the thing that has bit them this season. They had 10 turnovers in week one against Evangel. They had 6 turnovers last week against Central Methodist. So they're a team that, you know, is not opposed to letting go of the football.
Cathright, O'Neill, and Reed Levi, each with a receiving touchdown. Garrett Kettle with a rushing touchdown for Benedictine here this afternoon. And you kind of like the little Wildcat, and you got to like Jay Sean's passing numbers.
Yeah, Jay Sean, what, 1 of 1 passing today?
Yeah, 1 of 1, 17 yards and a touchdown as Benedictine has utilized him. Nice crowd on hand, not a huge crowd for either team, but a lot of Raven fans, and we had a nice opportunity to visit with a bunch of them prior to the game here today, so it's good to see them turning out this afternoon.
Reed Levi, 1 target, 1 reception, 17 yards and a touchdown. That puts his season numbers to what? 11 catches and 6 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns.
Reed Levi this year, 11 catches, 6 touchdowns, and you add the 17 yards, 61 yards of receiving. And we're, you know, we're well into game 6 here this afternoon, so.
Okay, hold on, let's see if we can find it. Penalties.
John has just brought in the paperwork here, and Gus is reviewing it really quickly.
Benedictine, 5 penalties, 56 yards in the first half.
The only way to another 100-yard penalty day.
Culver Stockton, only 2 penalties today for 25. Last week, Culver Stockton had 13 penalties for 142 yards. So those teams are not scared to, you know, pick up some yellow on an evening.
Here's the deal. Culver Stockton dance team entertaining a nice crowd on hand here this afternoon, as we mentioned. And after they're done, the Wildcat marching band is going to take the field. We're going to be back and bring you the second half live. Time out there on the field, though, right now. It's halftime in Canton, Missouri. With your intermission score, Benedictine 31, Culver Stockton 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's the man in the CARE Radio Sports Studio with halftime.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Banks has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference right now. We've got a few games in progress. We are the early game, so we are the one that is leading with a score at the halftime of 31, Benedictine, Culver Stockton 16. In the Mid-American Nazarene Clark game, they've got 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first, with Mid-America leading 10 to Clark's 7. And at the end of the second, we've got Grandview leading Missouri Valley with a final, with a halftime score of 34-0. I'll be back in just a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It was a busy night for high school football last night. Jefferson County North topped Oskaloosa with a final score of JCN 42 to Oskaloosa 7. It was Atchison over KC Washington with a final score of Atchison 55, KC Washington 66. In the Minneapolis-Horton game, Minneapolis took home a win with 64 points to Horton's 0. Concordia topped Hiawatha last night with a final score of Concordia 38, Hiawatha 12. In the Jackson Heights-Centralia game, it was Centralia 28 to Jackson Heights 6. Taking a look at some of the other results, it was Hanover over Donovan West with a final score of Hanover 48, Donovan West 0. Riverside topped Onega with the final score of Riverside 34, Onega 9. And in the Hiawatha-Concordia game, it was Concordia 38 to Hiawatha's 12. Marhill Mount Academy fell to Troy last night with a final score of Troy 76, Marhill Mount Academy 16. It was Troy's 500th win last night for their homecoming. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 75 this afternoon under clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 77. Tomorrow, clear skies. High of 80 Monday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. That is a dandy of a forecast. We are now at 74 degrees. We have not made our high of 75 as of yet. It feels like 74 out there. The relative humidity is relatively low at 36%. The barometric pressure is currently declining at 30.13 inches of mercury. The winds are out of the east at about 9 miles per hour. And the moon phase is currently waxing crescent. We'll be back with Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments. I did want to thank you for joining us as we bring you Benedictine football right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair, Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Taking a look at some of the games in action right now, we've got the Oklahoma Sooners TCU Horned Frogs game. The Horned Frogs are leading 48-17 with 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. In the KU football game that will be coming on at 2:30 this afternoon, we have no score quite yet. And in the Kansas State game, Kansas State, in the fourth quarter, with 13 minutes and 7 seconds left, is leading Texas Tech with a score of Kansas State Wildcats 27, Texas Tech Red Raiders 20. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz live from the field in just about 2 minutes.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back to Canton, Missouri. The two teams out of the field getting ready to go in the second half of our college football game this afternoon, getting ready to get back underway. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. He took such great care of us all at halftime. Joseph, we appreciate you and thank you very much. Gus Kautz to my left, Tom Kautz, and Benedictine leading here at intermission 31-16 over Culver Stockton. Gus, here the Ravens, you go into the locker room, and I mean, here's, let me see if I can thumbnail this for you in the first half. Started off kind of slow. Suddenly looked like when you wanted to move the ball, you could. Scored from everywhere on the field and go to the locker room up 2 TDs.
Yeah, you painted a pretty good picture, right? For Benedictine, we've talked about it. Had 6 possessions where they had scored on 5 of those. And I think for us, we got a little thrown off on the very first possession because you were able to get down. You weren't able to punch it in. You had first and goal at the one, and then you ended up kicking a field goal on your very first possession. So things kind of went off from there. You got down 6-3, but then you turned around, dialed it up on the second possession, that 71-yard pass to Jacob Gathright, then a 32-yard pass to Harry O'Neill. The 59-yard run, though, by Garrett Kittle might be the difference maker at this point, because the game was still pretty close at that point, right? 17-16, and then all of a sudden, Kittle rips off the 59-yard run, and you could just see the air come out of the sails of Culver Stockton. Then Jayshon Todd had the 17-yard pass to Reed Levi, pushing the lead up 31-16. Culver looked like they were going to go in and score right before half. Fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. Benedictine takes it away and gets us to our halftime score. Both teams possessing the ball 8 times in the first half. Remember back to the start of the game where Benedictine won the toss. They elected to defer their decision in the second half, and here comes the kick return unit of Buteau and Jayshon Todd.
And again, you talked about the very outstanding first half that Benedictine's Garrett Kittle had. You got to understand that Garrett comes into the ballgame today, the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Week. So that said, last week, Garrett played barely a half. He played a half of maybe, I think, one series in the third quarter. 12 of 16, 294 yards, 5 touchdowns, 179-yard pass. Here's a kick away taken at the goal line. Ravens are going to bring it out. 10-20, right side, 25-30, up the right side, 40, and out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. The return by Austin Buteau. Here comes your Raven offense. Benedictine coming into the game at 4-1 overall, and this is kind of that pivotal game that you want to maybe have a little momentum as you go into next week, which is the bye week. No Raven football next Saturday, and then after that becomes the all-important divisional play in the conference.
You're already confused with what to do next Saturday, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'll probably have to go to a game somewhere. I don't know. 1st and 10 at their own 43. Here's the handoff right side, and maybe the first carry of the second half for Rayshon.
The ball came loose.
Culver says they've gotten it, and they have. Well, I didn't see it. I was already done with the play, and I was checking on Rayshon's numbers. That was his 9th carry of the afternoon. He has only 20 yards, but he will turn it over.
As Rayshon hit the stack, he tried to spin, and as he did so, the ball just came loose, and Culver Stockton able to come away with the football. It's tough because it was across the field from us, is along the Benedictine sideline. And when the ball came loose, there were so many bodies around it, it's tough to tell if it was a forward progress stopped or what, but it's going to be one play and a turnover for the Ravens. So for Culver Stockton, that's huge to start the second half. They've got to capitalize.
Yeah, and you got a defense that now for Benedictine has raced out on the field, and they were not really quite ready to come out, didn't think they were coming out, and so they are hurried to come out on the field, and they will be out there against Culver Stockton's offense and quarterback Chase Orndorff. Orndorff has Freddie Edwards in the backfield. Now he'll go left, and it's going to be too high and out of reach. Good downfield coverage by Kyle Rowland for Benedictine. He was down there step for step with Kevin Hodges. Kevin Hodges, just out of a small town you may have heard of, Mesquite, Texas. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
Kyle Rowland has been playing that right side cornerback and doing a great job of it today. I mean, how many times have we called the redshirt freshman's name today?
And to bring up a second down, 10, the ball in Raven territory at the Benedictine 46-yard line, half a minute into the second half. Ravens have turned it over, and Culver, a little play action into the middle, and it is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Tell you what, Tyler Dancy got hit once, slowed down, and by the time he was able to try to spin free, a second defender was in there, Isaac Anderson, and Dwayne Lacy finishing off the tackle.
Yeah, so you're not going to pull away from either of those guys. Isaac, the first guy there, Dwayne Lacy, helped come clean it up. And for the Ravens, a good hold on second down. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 10 for the Wildcats.
Benedictine, a lot of shuffling in the front four defensively on this 3rd down 10 call. Motion will come to the right side. It's a wide side of the field for Orndorff.
Single man in the backfield with him, Dancy. Long count, quarterback straight back to throw. Launching left, has his man down there and overshoots him. And
wow,
there's a pass interference call going to be called against Benedictine. And that's a tough call.
Yeah, they're going to call pass interference against the Ravens.
Benedictine had a defender over there who was step for step with the intended receiver, but the official says that he made contact down there. And, you know, the crew, it's a hard job. They had a tough call to make down here in front of us, down to the one-yard line at the very, very end of the opening half, and they're starting out the third quarter with another tough call to make. And here's another thing, though, for Benedictine. We talked about it, and you verified it going into halftime. The Ravens have been penalized for a lot of yards. This must be their, sixth penalty now of the afternoon.
Yeah, for Benedictine, taking a look at their penalties real quick. Yeah, it's going to be six penalties for, 71 yards.
Here's a handoff into the middle of the line to Tyler Dancy. He'll be stood up, pushed back, maybe gets a yard. Let's give him credit down to the Benedictine 30-yard line. No more than that. Stood up and shoved back, and again, you get Heath Baker coming off the bottom of the stack, the Atchison hometown guy. Nice crowd we talked about. Crowds up on the hillside on the west side of this north and south running football stadium. QB's back, flares one, right side, crossing pattern caught inside the 25-yard line, and he's going to be short of the first down, I think. See, this is, you talked about this in the first half, running, and I complained about it for 40 years. You've got an and eight, so you run a 7-yard pattern.
Yeah, that time they were able to find a little crossing route. Kevin Hodges. So it'll now bring up a third and yard.
Yeah, we'll make a third down at about one, and Orndorff will still have Dancy back there. But now they're at the Benedictine 22. Need to pick up just one. And they will wrap around, and the running back is hit, and he is going to be dropped. Matter of fact, he spins around, and he's going to lose a couple yards in the effort to try to break free of an outstanding ankle tackle by the Benedictine defensive line. He spins and twists and falls south, and that means he loses two or three more yards.
Yeah, Joe Burke, one of the first guys in there for the Ravens. You're also going to get Dwayne Lacy in there. Burke will check out of the game, and we're going to see Isaac Anderson back in. It'll be fourth down and three for Culver Stockton. They're going to leave the offense out.
I really thought they'd bring out their kicker, Belasco, but it's a fourth down, as you call it, in three at the Benedictine 25-yard line. Their kicker could hit this, but the quarterback is back to throw. Chasing, has his man wide open, caught at the 20-15, and knocked out of bounds at the 13-yard line. A well-executed fourth down play. Picking up a first down with plenty to spare.
That time they were able to throw it out into the flat to Slayton Ochoa. And can I tell you, as quarterback Chase Orndorff rolled out, he had Ochoa right away. I really thought he was going to run a little too far out and then force Ochoa to have to stop and really cut that route off. But a nice job by Culver Stockton to keep the drive alive.
At the Benedictine 14-yard line, QB back to throw again. Looks right. Throwing a timing pattern that is way too long and out of the reach of his intended receiver, who had run down in a little crossing pattern, gone to the back of the end zone, and they came completely across the field from left to right looking for Slayton Ochoa.
Yeah, Slayton doing a lot of running right there, trying to just run himself open, if nothing else. An incomplete pass, bring up second and 10 for Culver Stockton. Now, the ball's at the 13, so they can pick up the first down at the 3-yard line. And again, we always talk about it. I love being able to pick up that first down inside the 5.
Running back to the right side of the quarterback, who rolls to the right, looking, wanting to throw the ball, and will, and it is broken up at the 10-yard line. That was excellent defense downfield by Benedictine. They were looking for Caden Ashlock as the receiver down there, and the Ravens are going to break it up, but Victor Terry getting a hand in, knocking it free, the clock stopping on the incompletion. We've got so much football to go here, 11:30 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine up 31-16, but another third down call for Culver Stockton, but this time it's third and 10. See, I'm sure does the play calling, does the approach of the game change with that and 10 as opposed to the and 3?
Oh, yeah.
Third down and 10 at the 14. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. Has his man short, and that might be pass interference, and this time there's no flag. Here it comes. The same guy throws that one from below the goalpost at the back of the end zone. And that one
maybe.
Yeah, that time the cornerback came over the top just a little too early. It's going to be pass interference against the Ravens, and that will net Culver Stockton another first down.
Now, I got a question. During the course of the afternoon, Culver Stockton has been able to find many very open receivers in the middle of the field. What are they doing to get those guys so freed up?
They're running a lot of outs, right? So they're running guys to the outer portion of the field and only running one pattern into the middle. So you're really drawing everybody over, and you're trying to get one guy to find a window in the middle of the field.
It is first and goal for Culver Stockton at the 9-yard line. Hand off running back down to the 5, down to the 4, maybe the 3-yard line goes Tyler Danzy, second and goal. Tyler Danzy just powers into the middle last week. Danzy didn't have such a great week. 5 carries, 4 yards.
Yeah, that's not a great week, right?
That's not too outstanding. Last year against Benedictine, 7 carries, 13 yards. Not so different, really.
So we call it patterns.
You gotta love a pattern. It is a second and goal. We'll see if the Ravens can keep this pattern to hold him out of the end zone. And Danzy goes in. He gets in trouble, Gus, and he turns around, puts his back to the line of scrimmage, and just kind of covers it up.
Yeah, as he got to the line of scrimmage, he just kind of stopped, turned, and he was going to try to back himself into the end zone. Going to say no gain on the play. It'll be now third and goal from the 3.
So Tyler Danzy, so far, 12 carries, 19 yards today. And here is a third down play, and it is going to go incomplete.
We got a timeout called. So Benedictine going to burn a timeout. You want to just keep this
going? Yeah, we're going to hang on to it, Joseph. A chance for me to remind all of our listeners that we hope you're enjoying Benedictine football this afternoon on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Chance to remind Kansas Jayhawk football fans that their game with Iowa State starts in a half an hour. Miami Hurricane fans, their game starts in an hour. Oklahoma fans, your game's been over for an hour or two because even though they're 4 minutes to play in the third quarter, that game's over.
Like, is this the year that everybody beats Oklahoma?
Maybe.
Right? Like, they lost to Kansas State last week. They're getting thumped by, and I grant you this, an undefeated TCU team, but 48-17. Still 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter of that game.
By the way, Kansas State leads Texas Tech with 8.5 to go in the game by 10, 30-20.
What, Kansas will start in about 29 minutes, so.
Here we go, third and goal from the 5. Orndorff is back, looking. Now hit, he is back outside the 10-yard line. Benedictine with a tremendous pressure. Orndorff goes down. And Tyler Wilson, the left D end, gets in there, and quickly Velasco goes in.
That's going to be his fourth sack of the season. Tyler Wilson does such a good job on those pass rush situations of getting into the backfield and completing the sack. So here we go, Velasco, and this is the first possession in the second half for Culver Stockton. They've ate up a lot of time looking to get 3.
And we talked about how good he is at field goal kicking, but he missed one earlier today. This one is going to be from, what, about 29? It is down. Blocked! The Ravens put it on the ground. It is picked up by Culver, but they will be buried. And the Benedictine defense has held. What a job by the special teams. That is not their first block today.
That's going to be Javai Bloomquist back there to block that field goal. And again, if you're Culver Stockton, you just can't buy a break right now.
No. And if you remember all the way back to that very first Culver Stockton touchdown of the afternoon when Benedictine got back there and blocked the PAT, will they block another kick and preserve this 31-16 lead with 9.5 to play in the third quarter? Outstanding special teams play for Benedictine here this afternoon. Ravens coming out over the football. Here's Garrett Kettle with you. First and 10. And he will flare one left side, taken by Gathright, who has drawn triple coverage, and he will be stopped for minimal gain. It'll bring up a second down.
That time the cornerback over there to make the play, Jeremiah Ferguson. Able to make the stop. It's going to be a short gain on the play. Let's call it second and 6 for the Raven offense.
By the way, we're trying to keep a Aaron Judge watch going for you. At 2 at-bats, it's been a walk and a strikeout, so he is still in pursuit of 62.
Do you think Aaron Judge wears a watch? don't know. You should probably have a phone.
He might. Yeah. Yeah. There's probably right. Here's a quick pass over to the right side, taken by Javon, and he gets picked up. And see, earlier in the game, we had a penalty on a defender who picked up and then threw a player down. This time, the defender for Clovis Stockton lit the Jayshon Todd in the air, and then, you know, he wanted to, but he thought better of it. He put him back down.
Set you right where I found you. But the Ravens pick up another first down and quickly back up over the football.
Some of those big linemen press more than Jayshon weighs at 5'10 and 175. That's not much. First and 10 at their own 34. Ravens now moving the football. Back to throw again is Kettle. He has all day this trip back. Now he's going to just run it, and he gets across the line of scrimmage and runs out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. That was a double team on the near side. Two offensive linemen, and they were doing a magnificent job. Did you see them out here holding that D lineman back? 8 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, and that's some of the problem right now for Culver Stockton is only rushing three guys. So the rushing three, the middle three of that set, your linebackers, just kind of sitting at home about 5 yards back, and they're just trying to keep Kettle from running the football.
It is a second down 10, and this time Kettle will keep it himself, gets to the 40, picks up nice yardage, very close to, and they're going to give him a first down to the 45-yard line, advances six, and Garrett Kettle continues to be Benedictine's, I'm just going to say this, their only rushing threat.
Yeah, right now he's the only guy who's been able to run the ball effectively for the Ravens, and great job on that play of blocking by Zimmerman.
Benedictine going from right to left across your dial here in the third quarter. We're at midpoint of the third, 31-16 BC in front. Ravens in my favorite uniform of all time. I told you about that. Here's a little wraparound handoff, penalty markers all over the place. The play will be blown dead.
Yeah. So the Ravens going to get an offensive lineman coming out of his stance just a little too early at 6'4", 287. Yeah, they're probably going to see you. Yeah, the Ravens with so many different jersey combinations. I feel like every week is a jersey watch for us. And it's been a minute since we've seen the road white jerseys with red pants.
Yep, red pants, red lettering and trim, that traditional now black helmet. Back in the old days, it was the white helmet, but now the black helmet. First down 15, Ravens at their own 40. Kettle, back, hit, somehow gets away. He's still rolling, still looking, running, throws it away. You know what? Garrett's gotten better at that. You know, instead of like trying to force one in, as the season has worn on, I think that he's had some conversations from Coach Osborne and said, dude, just throw that out on the track somewhere.
But the problem is, with Kettle throwing the ball, like, you're going to get yourself into a pass interference, because that time you had a wide receiver that turned around and was blocking downfield when the pass was thrown. So, again, you kind of walk that fine line right there.
As a receiver, you know if he's going to run with it, you got to block for him, though, right? Second down, 15. And this time, the quarterback will keep it himself on a designed quarterback sweep right. And
ball
he will
ball.
Lose the ball, and Garrett Kettle coughs it up, and the ball is going to be taken away by Culver Stockton at the 50-yard line. Benedictine.
That time,
having
Garrett,
a hard time holding on.
Yeah, Garrett was reaching out with the football and just kind of shot away from him. And Sean Jackson, the outside linebacker out of Fayette, Alabama, comes up with the turnover, and it'll be first and 10 for Culver at midfield. And so here in the second half, Benedictine, two possessions, two fumbles for Culver Stockton. This will be their second possession. Their first one ended in a blocked field goal.
Yeah, two fumbles and both of them lost, and Culver Stockton has not let Benedictine across midfield yet in the second half. 6:37 to go in the third quarter. It's a 31-16 Benedictine lead, and Wildcats will have another crack at it here. They'll begin this possession at the 50. Chase Orndorff coming up. He's 15 of 25 throwing the ball this afternoon for 184 yards. And back to throw again. Goes to the right and is way too high. He may have just seen the shadow of the defender shooting across the field for Benedictine. And he thought Jobby Boomkus might be a little close, and he sailed that a little bit.
So it's an incomplete pass. Orndorff falls to 15 of 26 on the day.
So that's just, you know, barely half. Not a particularly sterling kind of a number, and yet, You know, he's had some pretty nice plays. Second down 10, still at the 50-yard line, and we've got a penalty. And, again, there's movement, I think, on the offensive front. This time, the Culver-Stockton offensive front.
That time, your freshman right guard came out of his stance. And prior to that play, the Ravens lined up. They saw the motion. The defensive line then just shifted over a man, and in that shift, the right guard got just a little antsy and took off.
Beautiful 60s here this afternoon, and Ravens looking for a big win to wrap up the first half of the season. QB straight back to throw, drops deeper now, running for his life, being chased by Isaac, who's going to throw to the near side, and a catch attempted at the shoot tops is going to go incomplete. Boy, I tell you what, that was a great pursuit by Isaac Anderson as he was hooping it after Chase Orndorff, forcing a poor throw and an incompletion.
So with the incomplete pass, that'll bring up now a third and 15, 6:23 left here in the third quarter.
Ravens just looked for a little opportunity to get that ball back to the offense. Don't you know that BC offense that's stumbled and struggled here in the third quarter would like to have a chance to, you know, to redeem itself just a little bit. Single man back here with Orndorff. That's Danzy. Back to throw he goes. Orndorff looking. Oh, he's chasing. Now he goes down and that's Isaac again. No, that's Dwayne. That's Dwayne Lacy.
For Dwayne Lacy, it's going to be his third sack of the season. Doing a great job getting back there. And the Ravens were so good in the secondary on that play. Nobody was open. Orndorff waited as long as he could, and then great job by Dwayne Lacy to just swallow him up in the backfield. It'll bring up now a fourth and 25, so a loss of 10 on the play.
So after Garrett Kettle fumbles it away at the 50-yard line, Culver Stockton ends up going back 15 yards and is forced to punt the ball. It is not a great punt, but takes a big Wildcat bounce. It's rolling inside the 30 down at the 28-yard line. So for Benedictine, that could have gone way worse. And the Ravens have kind of dodged a bullet more than once here today. A couple of blocked kicks, getting out of this situation, picking up a turnover down at the goal line just before halftime. The Ravens have had a pretty charmed afternoon here in Canton so far today. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. BC leading at 31-16 as the Ravens put their offense back in the game.
Right now for Culver Stockton, that is now their sixth possession where they've come away with nothing.
Garrett Kettle, 12 of 19, throwing the ball this afternoon. 177 yards, two touchdowns, one interception throwing the ball. Somehow I feel like you're going to see him throwing the ball more as the game goes on, but right now it's going to be a wraparound handoff. And another fumble out of the hands of Rayshon, and he will cough it up. And on back-to-back offensive plays, Garrett Kettle and then Rayshon Mills turns over the football.
So for Rayshon, that's going to be his second fumble of the second half. He fumbled on possession 9, and now will fumble on possession 10. So the Ravens, 3 possessions here in the second half have ended in 3 fumbles.
And so for Benedictine, the offense struggling in a mighty, mighty way.
And now for the defense, you're over there, you're just starting to sit down, you're just kind of getting your water, the coaches are starting to come over and talk to you, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey, defense, need you back out there. So they're going to quickly.
And for Culver Stockton, they're going to begin this series in even better field position than they were a moment ago at the Benedictine 45-yard line. 5:20 to go in this. What has been for the Ravens a terrible third quarter. QB rolls right, throws right, has a man that's through his hands and incomplete. And I'm going to tell you what, does Chase Orndorff had wide open Mason Hackman, put it in his hands, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
Are both of these teams having a terrible third quarter?
Or he could have taken off running. Heck, he could have picked up 15 yards if he just ran the football right there. There's still a lot of football left to be played. 5:20 left here in the third quarter of play, and neither offense has done anything for a while.
Again, Dance is going to be in the backfield. Receivers 2 to the left and 1 to the right. A huge offensive line for Culver. Opens a gaping hole in the middle and crossing the 40-yard line. Danzy just straight ahead running on a second down 10 call. Picks up about 7.
And now he's a little slow to get up, and his offensive lineman trying to lift him up, and the officials are going to stop the game and allow him to come to the near sideline.
So for the Ravens, they scored on 5 of their first 6 possessions of the day. Okay? So a great start. 5 of your first 6 you ended up getting points out of. But since that point, you've had 5 consecutive possessions that you've come away with nothing.
Well, right now, the defense is going to have to rally again as Culver Stockton has a 3rd down call coming up at the Benedictine 39. 3rd down 4 for the Wildcats. Culver 2-3 coming into the game here this afternoon in front of the home crowd at Ellison Poland Stadium. Back to throw, Orndorff chased out, Roland Lapp. Has a man come back, but he makes the attempt at the catch well out of bounds, and it is going to be incomplete. But tell you what, you got Orndorff out there running for his life, and now Benedictine has got a player a little slow to get up. But what happens is when that play rolls out to the side, you know, a lot of times you just get a blindside block.
Well, that one actually was friendly fire, right? You had a defensive lineman that went to turn, and when he did, he ran into another defensive lineman in the same area. So kind of got turned around, and for Culver Stockton, they'll have a moment to think about this 4th down as they're looking at a 4th and 4 and kind of leave the offense out on the field.
Caden Ashlock, Slayton Ochoa, and Isaiah Eppinger are going to be wide to the near side for CSC. They're going to swing far to the left side with Mason Hackman. And on this 4th down call, leaving the offense out there, Dancy won't be out there. Edwards will be your running back. He'll be back to throw. Looking over the middle, has a man open, and it is caught, and I don't know, yep, he's going to have a 1st down just by about a yard. That was a perfect route, getting 1 yard more than was necessary. The catch made by Slayton Ochoa out of Wichita Falls.
Yeah, Ochoa had to run that route where he did because Blue Kaplinger came up and made the stop, and he dropped Ochoa right where he was able to catch the ball. So, again, a 1st down for Culver Stockton, and keep this drive going.
4 minutes to go in the 3rd. No one has put any points on the board yet here in the 2nd half. Very tight end goes over to the left side. Now the wide receiver shifts over to the right. Back to throw again, Orndorff. Lobbing deep, downfield, has a man, and again,
out of bounds,
wide to the left side. That time, big size mismatch is the receiver downfield, Dominic Herrera. And this guy is... he's just impressive. 6'5", 220 pounds out of Frisco, Texas. He's a big guy. So it'll go incomplete. 3:52 is where the clock stops to play in the 3rd. Once again, it's going to be 2nd down 10. Culver Stockton with the football, trailing Benedictine by 15. Looking again to the left side. And again, the pass missing the intended receiver. It will bring up a 3rd down. Now, Orndorff is the guy playing the numbers. You, as a quarterback, you don't have to be perfect. You know, it's nice to be around half, but you don't even have to do that. If you're getting 10 yards, you only have to be 1 of 3 throwing the football. And the way Culver Stockton's been playing the game, 1 of 4, because they've been going on 4th down frequently today.
Games going on around the conference. How about this? We have a game that started an hour later than us, and they're in the 4th quarter. Grandview leads Missouri Valley right now, 41-0, 11.5 left in the game.
Takes a while to score 40 points. QB's back. He's hit. He has blown up at the 43-yard line. What a hit put on by Benedictine's Isaac Anderson. He is having an afternoon.
I'm telling you, Jace Orndorff is going to take his time coming off the field. He is feeling that one.
Isaac kind of lifted him up, put him back on his feet.
Other games going on around the conference in Dubuque. It's Mid-America 17, Clark 14 with 1:28 left in the 1st half. Evangel and Peru State are scoreless. Graceland leads Baker 7-0. It's 1 possession in, but still they're ahead. And then the 2:30 game, we'll see Central Methodist at Penn.
Before the snap for the impending punt,
Benedictine's now going to burn their 2nd timeout of the game, the 2nd half. So, going to have 1 timeout left for the last 18 minutes.
We're going to keep it here, Joseph. What do you think? Because I want to know, what do you think? What are they planning here? Were they, I mean, they know they're going to try to return. Are they going to change or do something special with this return?
I think maybe you're going to make sure that make sure he punts the ball. And they don't try to fake this. Don't run into the punter.
From this location on the field, you know, a faked punt is not impossible.
It's not going to be the end of the world. Here's the deal. 3:05 left here in the third quarter. At some point, Culver's going to have to get a little aggressive. They're going to have to maybe step outside of their comfort zone and make something happen.
We talked about at the start of the ball game, the Culver black uniforms with a dark kind of a charcoal gray numbers, difficult to read, but they've got the Culver Stockton Wildcat logo on the right side only, and you likened it to the Pittsburgh Steelers with the logo on one side of the helmet only.
Pittsburgh keeps it on one side. Hey, Oklahoma got in the end zone. It's now only 55-24.
They're coming back. Snap is back, and there is the left-footed punt. It is high, it is short, and it is going to land at the 22. Take a big Culver bounce and go down to the 15-yard line. So a punt well executed by Michael Salasco. And Benedictine is going to find itself in, you know, the long way ahead of them, but yet they're going to find with 2:54 to go in the third quarter that they have a lead at 31-16.
Okay, so for the last five possessions,
mm-hmm.
the Ravens have four turnovers and halftime.
If you are coached right now, you're not thinking quite so much about it because you got a lot of stuff on your mind, but when he gets on that Greyhound going home, man, that is going to have to be, I would think, top and center of his consciousness. We can't be turning the ball over this, like this. And we talked about this as here's the Raven first down play into the right side, good for about four or five carrying the ball. We talked about this pregame, and I think I mentioned it to Coach. I don't know if we got that in our pregame interview, but Benedictine has had some turnover issues during the course of the season.
Yeah, turnovers have been a thing that, you know, they've not been able to get away from as much. We've seen, get to the exact turnover numbers here in a minute, but again, turnovers have plagued this team a little more than you'd like in the early going.
Ravens second and five at their own 20-yard line with a couple of minutes to go in the third here. Leading by two touchdowns. They will shift the tight end first to the left and then back over to the right goes Reed Levi. The pitch to the right side. They'll try to sweep right following Reed's block, but there's no edge to be turned and the defense swarms. And a tackle is going to be made for no gain on the play. For Benedictine, it'll bring up a third down, and they're going to give him a yard or so. So we'll call it third down and a couple. Minute 45, rolling along here in the third.
Okay, talk to me. What? This is game five, game six.
I don't know. I've got it here. It's six.
Right? 4-1.
Yeah.
So,
because Benedictine has played Penn, Grandview, Peru, Clark, and Graceland. This is game six.
Okay. So here we are, game six. To the moment, how many turnovers for Benedictine this season?
In six games, a ridiculous two a game, so, you know, you're double digits. You got 10 or 11 turnovers.
16.
Oh, my. Here we go for the Ravens. It is a third down call, and again, the sweep will go to the right side this time. It's enough to the 30-yard line, the 30-yard line in an advance of the chains. First and 10.
Ravens have had 12 fumbles coming into today, and they've lost 8 of those 12. So they've lost 8. They've fumbled the ball 3 more times and lost it today, and they have an interception. So they've already got 4 today, 12 coming into the day. So look at 16 turnovers.
That's a rough number to deal with, and a number that's going to have to be repaired if you've got, you know, really good aspirations. Quarterback is back to throw, and throwing deep over the middle to Chase John, and I think the sun must have gotten in his eyes. He kind of ducked out of the way of that thing.
Well, he was trying to stab that ball out of the air and avoid the safety coming across the field, because if he can rip that ball out of the air, he's going to dip around the safety and go to the end zone untouched. Instead, it's going to fall incomplete for the Ravens. So, tough break right there for the sophomore to bring up second and 10.
Got enough time for maybe two more plays here in this third quarter, in the last minute of the quarter. Benedictine, second down at 10. Quick pass right side. It'll be caught at the 35-yard line, and a tackle made very quickly around the 36. And for BC, as the clock continues to roll, it's going to bring up now a third down, and let's see where they're going to ultimately spot this thing at the 37-yard line, third down 3. The Ravens will not have to snap the ball, and
as a team with only one timeout left for the duration of the game, they may elect to use the quarter as a timeout, but they're right back up over the ball, and they will take the snap. And here comes Garrett again to the right side. He will get, I hope he got to the first down mark. I'm not sure he did when he took that foot first slide. They will give it to him. And that's going to do it as the third quarter comes to an end. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here in Canton, Missouri, where it is Benedictine 31, Culver Stockton 16.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Canton, Missouri, where we're spending the afternoon here watching Benedictine football. Glad to be sharing that with you. We go to the fourth quarter as the Ravens right in front, 31-16. Joseph in the studio, Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts, Benedictine. Going again to the Wildcat, Gus, it is first down. And here's Jayshon Todd going straight ahead, hit at the line of scrimmage, kind of twisting and penalty marker sails in as he picks up about 3 yards
helmet
around 45.
Off? It did. I was going to say, it looked like when he spun, his helmet came off.
Let's see what this marker's about coming from way downfield here.
So Jayshon's helmet, well, it was not a Culver Stockton player, but yet one of Benedictine's offensive linemen grabbed Jayshon's helmet and ripped it off.
Well, that doesn't happen real often. I don't know when I've seen that most recently. 31-16, Benedictine in front. Ravens back at the line, and Garrett Kittle back in on a second down 8 call at their own 43-yard line. It's been a second half of no scoring, little offense, many turnovers, many penalties. Kittle will fake to the left, or rather to the right, and run to the left, getting beyond the 45-yard line and coming up to very close to the midfield spot and leaving his Raven team with a third down and a long two. Yeah, because if you're looking at the numbers, I could, and I love playing this game, I could give you numbers like, you've got a team that is out to the time of possession, you trail 28 minutes to 16 minutes. You have been penalized, let me see, I had a crazy penalty number, 8 for 81. And all those turnovers that you talked about, 3 fumbles, losing all 3, and here's a pass that's batted away incomplete. So you 3 fumbles and you lost 3, 1 interception, so 4 turnovers, over 80 yards of penalties, time of possession, over 10 minutes less than the opponent, and yet you show up by 2 touchdowns. How on earth? How on earth does that happen?
It's one of those things where they say, you know, do it as a blind comparison, and if I just laid those numbers out for you, I'm going to be like, it probably wasn't a great day here in Canton.
Yeah. The difference is in the total yards and how quickly and from what great range Benedictine has scored. The Ravens right now, it's total yardage on the day, 419 to Culver's 287. Snap is back, and Benedictine is going to punt the ball away. It'll bound at the 20-yard line and take a little bit of a CSC bounce out to the 22 where the Ravens are going to down it, and it'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats. But now, you know, as they say, the fooling around, the kidding around is pretty much done. If you're Culver Stockton and you have any kind of a goal of winning this game, you know what you got to do? You got to take this possession. You got to do something with it and score. You just don't have time to. You don't have time to not if you expect to win this afternoon.
Yeah, right now you kind of have your back up against the wall, and feel like I've been talking about it for quite some time, though.
Thank you.
You've got to start being aggressive at some point if you're Culver Stockton.
Let's see what they've got up their sleeve. Is it quarterback Orndorff is back, throws right side, a crossing pattern, and hit immediately. That was a solid textbook kind of a tackle by Johnny Blomquist as a pass into the right flat is good for six. So for the Ravens, that's what you want to do. You want to make the immediate tackle if Culver completes the pass. Immediate tackle, keeping the players in the field of play. You know, try to keep some clock running. The Ravens have got one timeout left, having utilized two already. CSC has a full complement of timeouts. The Raven defensive front shifts. Quarterback is back to throw, and instead just kind of lobs it over to the right side, and maybe they get back to the line of scrimmage. They do not. Matter of fact, they're going to lose a yard or so. And so the Benedictine defense that has been stingy here today, looking now at the Culver Stockton team with a third down six. 12 and a half to go. This is also the time of the game where the clock starts really picking up speed. Here's a pass to the right side. Broken up at the 35-yard line. What a job by Josh Morris over here. Josh kind of went headlong, and it's one of those high-risk plays when you're trying to bat the ball away from the intended receiver, and you kind of dive for it, and you put yourself parallel with the ground. If you knock it away, it's all good. If you miss it, that guy makes a catch, we're still watching him run.
Yeah, he's going to be able to take off for a big play now. We're going to see Culver Stockton on a 4th and 7 bring their punt unit out.
Kicker standing all the way back to punter Venter at his 10-yard line, and that is a high and short kick. Culver's got the kick coverage guys down there to down at the 45-yard line. So that is a 35-yard punt from the line of scrimmage. And Gus, when he had the entire field to work with, that would have been the time for Venter, a freshman from White Bear, Minnesota, to really put a toe to it. But he kicked it high, but not very deep. Ravens are going to come back out over the football. And for Benedictine, the plan is probably pretty simple. Don't turn it over. Take some time off the clock. If you can score it, all the better. And for the Ravens, they're going to make an adjustment to the backfield, and we are now going to see Overstreet back there, and the BC line moves. So, yeah, 1st and 10 becomes 1st and 15.
So Derek Overstreet, who hasn't been in there much this afternoon, is going to be in there. Now, he also lost a fumble last week, but hasn't today.
Derek Overstreet is a fun guy to watch, but so far today he's been held quite in check. 2 carries for 3. Yes. And Overstreet is a freshman out of Owosso, Oklahoma. 1st down, 15, Benedictine. And Garrett Kettle throwing deep, got his man downfield, caught at the 20-yard line. Javon Todd had to stop, kind of come back, and the official's down. We have an official injured downfield as he was very close to the play, and he's left and he's walking off the field. He's over there. They're going to have to take a look at him. He is not 100%. Or even half of that. Yikes.
Now he's going to jog it off a little bit. He's going to go down towards the end zone.
Is that the football equivalent of rubbing dirt on it?
Yeah, sure. I like it.
So they're stopping the game, and it's the right thing for them to do. They're going to stop the game, and the officials are going to go over. The referee is going to go down and check with him and make sure he is okay. What had happened was that pass was a little bit short, okay, and having to come back for the ball, Jay Sean made a really nice catch between two defenders. And then as the two defenders and Jay Sean all kind of collided, the guy was right there in a perfect position to make a good call. The guy in the stripes kind of got caught up in it, and all four of them end up on the ground.
So a 41-yard pass from Garrett Kettle to Jay Sean Todd has the ball down to the Culver 19-yard line.
Our official's going to stay in the game, but he's well off the field to play. They'll wind the clock, and Benedictine coming up over the football, 1st and 10 at the 19-yard line of Culver Stockton. 12 minutes to go in the game. Again, you've got Reed Levi going to the left side, and the Ravens are going to run a reverse. They'll try to get to the edges, back to the 20, cutting downfield over straight to the 10, over straight to the 5, dives for the pylon, and he is out of bounds inside the 1. A Oh, that was not him. That was Gathright. Jacob on that sweep to the right side off the reverse.
Yeah, that time Jacob Gathright doing a great job of walking the tightrope, and the official's going to say they're down to one. Now, the Ravens have been down here and came away with a field goal the last time they had a first and goal at the one.
Jacob Gathright, already with over 100 receiving yards this afternoon and one touchdown.
Derek Overstreet going to check out. The Ravens are going to bring Rayshon back in.
Now, on that little reverse, that is a rush play, right? They won't kind of call that some kind of a pass. Now the defense jumps off sides. I don't believe they were drawn, but we'll get the call from the crew here today.
Good news for Culver is you can't move it any further.
Well, there you have that. So Benedictine will get a half a yard gained on this and take it a little closer to the goal line. You remember Benedictine was at the 1 yard line three times and couldn't punch it in earlier, so a half a yard may not hurt matters any. As they come up over the ball, Garrett's got it, and he will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kettle takes the ball, cuts left, sees the daylight between the guard and the tackle, and follows his lineman into the end zone, and with 11:09 to go in the game, Benedictine extends his lead now to 37-16. Gosh, you were talking about over the last 17 years, the Ravens have been averaging in the low 40s against this team, and they're almost there now.
Yeah. That touchdown, now the PAT is up. Got it.
Harry Bonke adds one, and we take a timeout. Joseph, this break coming here with 11:09 to go in the game. It's Benedictine, 38, Culver Stockton, 16.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
As the Benedictine kick is taken to the 10-yard line, Culver Stockton breaks it straight up the middle of the field and getting beyond the 20-yard line. The kick coverage tackle is made for the Ravens at the 22, and here comes the CSC offense.
Okay. We have a player that made a tackle on that play that...
32.
Okay. Yeah, Jonah Roberts. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was the freshman cornerback, but Jonah sounds a lot better.
We've seen Jonah in a lot of games at a lot of different positions on the field. Actually, he's quite a versatile guy.
I'm running the ball pretty effectively last week.
Absolutely.
Grayson.
Here comes Culver Stockton, and you and I were talking about it during the break, but poor CSC, you just got to take the stops out now, okay? You're in deep trouble. You got 11 minutes to go. You're down by 22. You just have to do something, and there it is, going deep down the right side, broken up by Benedictine beyond the 50-yard line. And once again, on the coverage for BC is Joel Mavis.
Right now, one of my problems with Culver Stockton is they're running a lot of go routes outside the numbers, but the problem is you're throwing that thing between the numbers and the sideline. You're going to make more plays if you run them out towards the hash. Give your receiver a chance to kind of make that catch. Instead, you're running them too close to the sideline, and the defender is using that as an extra defender.
Back to throw again is going to be Orndorff. He's in some trouble now with run out of it with his feet, and getting across the 25-yard line will pick up, you know, maybe a couple of yards. At least he doesn't lose any yards. But again, 2 yards at a time, Benedict is like, yeah, you can have that.
Have the 2 yards, keep the clock rolling. And the Ravens are thinking, get us back to Acheson, right?
Yeah. Anything else going on around the conference? Has Baker scored yet?
No, they did.
I'm really
curious. They tied it.
Did they? Didn't know if I saw that coming. Third down call. Orndorff Chase starts right, runs left. He is headed down at the 10-yard line. There is my conference player of the week. Isaac Anderson, his second big sack, and he's been on a lot of tackles today.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson doing a great job, able to track the quarterback down in the backfield as Jason Orndorff tried to deke him by doubling back, and Isaac doing a great job of wrapping him up, taking him to the ground, and again, another possession that's going to end with a punt for Culver Stockton today.
CSC's kicker, and that is Waro Venter, is midpoint of his end zone. And the last thing Culver could afford to do was to give the ball right back to Benedictine on a three and out, and they're going to do that as the kick is away, and it is a bad kick. It is high off the side of his foot, bounces at the 30, takes a Culver bounce across the 35 to the 37-yard line, and Benedictine at the Culver Stockton 37 has the ball, 9:20 to go in the ball game. They lead by 22 points, and things are looking pretty bright for Benedictine right now, but one more score would make him even more bright.
Okay. You want a recipe for not winning a football game?
Oh, I know. There are a lot of those. But you've got one in mind that happening today, maybe?
6 punts today for Culver Stockton. And you've gone 8 possessions in a row with no points.
Here's BC back to throw. Garrett Kettle got a man all alone in zone. Touchdown, Ravens! That's Jacob Gathright, and Benedictine goes right to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, Jacob Gathright on a 38-yard touchdown catch. And I'm telling you, Isaac Anderson's looking for the defensive player of the week. Jacob Gathright making a good statement for the offensive player of the week. And I'm telling you, with all these points that Harry Balke's putting up, you know, why not? The Ravens just now clicking on all cylinders.
It is now 44-16 with still 9:15 to play in the game. BC looking to add the PAT. Here it goes on its way. Count it. Joseph taking another break. We're wearing you out as the Raven offense is gearing up. 9:15 left in the contest. Benedictine 45. Culver Stockton 16.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, Benedictine's kick is away, brought back up the field across the 25-yard line, and the Culver Stockton return man is a little shaken up. He tries to come to his feet and try to get out of play and unable to do that. You got Isaiah Eppinger, brought the ball back, did a nice job. Eppinger out of Rex, Georgia, a 5'10" senior last week. He had 3 carries for 11 yards, but back there on that kick as a kick return specialist. Both of these teams, every team in the conference for that, are going to have next week off. We will not have a Saturday game. No?
One game next week.
Help me out with that.
Why is it homecoming at Central Methodist? I feel like Central Methodist is, for some reason, hosting a game next week, and then they're off in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
They're passing out their conference championship rings next week. I feel like that's the only reason I knew it, because I saw something about that. Yeah, so next week you're going to have Mid-America at Central Methodist, and then we're off on the 13th, and the 15th we'll start actual division play.
Let's take a moment and talk about Cooper Stockton and Benedict. I think we can talk about the history and the series.
Can we go there now?
I think I'm looking up here with 9:07 to go. It's 45-16 Benedict, and I think we can kick this door open just a little bit. And today, you talked about this in the pregame, 35th meeting between Cooper Stockton and Benedict. And you may have even mentioned that the Ravens own a 31-2 overall edge in the series, but maybe where you didn't completely fill in the color in the story was that after losing the first two games of the series in 1973 and 74, Benedictine has won 32 consecutive games. Okay, 32 consecutive games over Cooper Stockton. 30 straight since joining the conference in 92. Head coach Larry Wilcox never lost in a 42-year career to Cooper Stockton. And here's CSC with the pass over to the right flat. It's going to be good for 1 yard to the 30-yard line. So, you know, you talk about this tremendous success that BC's had against this team. Most of the Ravens have ever scored against Cooper Stockton was in 2011 when Benedictine rolled up 69 points. Don't think they're going to beat that today, right now at 45. And they scored 56 in 1995. In the last 17 games, the Ravens have averaged 42.4 points. In the last 17 games, the Ravens have scored 720. The Wildcats have scored 179. Here's a deep pass down the left side, and it is broken up at the 40-yard line. And again, great coverage downfield by Benedictine on Slayton Ochoa as Josh Morris, Javi Bloomquist, a junior and a freshman downfield for Benedictine. So there you have it. Benedictine about ready to win its 33rd consecutive game over Cooper Stockton. And that's just an unbelievable kind of a number. Who wins 33 in a row over someone?
You'd save a lot of time and effort if Culver just said, okay, we'll take the L, we just won't come to Addison, or you guys just don't come over here next year.
Here's a pass over the middle. It's incomplete at the 50-yard line, and Culver will be punting the football away. And all those passes, well, they give the ball back to Benedictine with 8.5 to go, and the Ravens are going to have a lot of time to run off the clock as they lead here 45-16. We talked about Benedictine being off next Saturday. No Raven football next Saturday, and then it will be conference games. Actually, the games that count and go on the conference record as it will be against their divisional opponents from the South. The punt is away, and the Ravens were after it. It'll bounce at the 35, takes a nice cover bounce down to the 25-yard line, and Benedictine at its own 25-yard line brings its team out on the field, first and 10.
92, 93, and 94 were close games between these two teams, right? In 92, BC won 26-14. In 93, the Ravens won 30-17. And then in 94, they won 42-35.
That's the only time it's been within one score. Those other two were within two scores.
Yeah. I mean, you can drop down to 2014. Culver was within 10. At 29-19, but that's been about it.
Here's Benedictine making multiple changes, and it is reflected on this first play from scrimmage as Benedictine has a new quarterback, running back, some new linemen out there, a little collision in the backfield, and a play that goes for a single yard forward. And we'll talk about the new alignment as BC's junior quarterback out of Baldwin City, Kansas, is in the game, and Luke Laskowski had a nice outing when we got to see him last week up at Wilcox Stadium. Here's a little wraparound handoff and running into the left side because there's a young man that you just talked about a little bit ago that we had seen out in the game making a coverage play, I think.
Yeah, well, Jonah Roberts running the ball in that play.
So Jonah is in the backfield. Looks like we also may have Damon who's checked in for this down. Damon Wigan over on the right side for Benedictine. I've got to get my program out. I can see that right now. Team is going to use some guys here. 7:11 to go in the game. Benedictine letting the play clock
roll down. It's still at 9. Hard count. Laskowski will take the snap. Helmet high. Throws the pass left side, and it's going to be short. He was looking over into the left flat for his intended receiver, Colin Payne. It's incomplete. Colin is a freshman out of Mission Viejo. But it's been lots of California addresses on his roster.
So for the Ravens looking to take a little time off the clock, they did not. They're set now looking at a 4th and 10. They're going to put their punt unit on at 6:58.
And here's the boot away. Oh, that's a nice high kick. Unreturnable. It hits at the 40. Raven bounds 35 and stops precisely on the 30-yard line. So 24 and 20, 44-yard punt for Benedictine and punter Cullen Bruner. Here comes Culver Stockton. And Wildcats, I mean, guys, if we're going to be honest, we're going to be candid and just be as accurate as we can, they're out of time. It's over. You're just too far behind with 6:40 to go.
Yeah, and you haven't done anything since, what, like play one of the second quarter, or drive one of the second quarter?
Yes, there's no indication that you're going to be able to score at all, let alone score 30 points in the next few minutes. Here's a pass over to the near side. It's going to go incomplete. Again, good coverage on the near side by Benedictine, and it'll bring up a second down, 10. Grant Watts, we haven't seen them throw to him out of Spring, Texas today. He's 6'2" junior. Last week, a catch for 11. On the season, 2 catches for 12. Not a big year.
Do you remember what was working good for Culver Stockton in the first half?
Yeah, those crossing patterns.
Crossing patterns,
yep,
in the middle of the field.
100%.
We haven't seen that anymore. They're now doing boot passes and trying to pass outside the hash between, you know, the numbers and the sideline.
Here's a pass over the middle. There it is. One of those similar passes up good to the 40. And at the 45, the contact is initiated. Tackle is made. That's going to be Blue Kaplinger out there. First guy in on the tackle for Benedictine, along with Lamont Schomburger. Lamont, another Benedictine freshman. You see a theme. There's a ton of freshmen on this team, and more of them coming out here as we're down about 6 minutes left in the game. BC with a commanding lead. Jace Orndorff for Culver Stockton rolling. Now steps up, eludes a defender, gets a pass away. It's intercepted! Picked off by the Ravens at the 49-yard line. That was spectacular, and a headlong dive made by the Ravens.
Yeah, that was Abram Phillips. We talked about him early on in the ball game as a guy who's getting a lot more snaps right now. He's a freshman linebacker out of Olathe, 5'11", 259.
My question for you is, where was Jace Orndorff going with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there was no one close. In fact, for Benedictine, Abram Phillips wasn't very close. He made a great play on it.
You like the Lions, don't you?
Some of them.
Okay, well, let's see what the former Chesky Lion does right here.
I'm all about that. So now Benedictine goes again to the bench. And
bring Jackson Dooley in at the quarterback.
Jackson out of LHS will keep the ball, cuts to the right side, hit, and going to be pulled down. He will lose a couple of yards on the carry. But for Benedictine, think what Jackson knows, but I'm sure he was told before he came in the field, he knew it to begin with, stay on the field of play. Do not run out of bounds. Make that clock run. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play.
I think Jackson probably does a lot of things well, but he's probably not that running quarterback. And I don't know that that is probably right up in his wheelhouse, but he'll be out there for a second down.
Here comes Benedictine, and again, they're going to bring in some new numbers of different guys out there. Motion will come over to the right side. Long count, Jackson, play action, back to throw, going deep over the middle into double coverage, and it is going to go incomplete. He was looking downfield for Harry O'Neill, but could not quite get it there.
That time, Harry O'Neill was just running down the seam, and that time the defender did a great job of just kind of working Harry off of his spot. Harry wanted to be more inside. The defender just kind of kept rubbing on him and forcing him out and away from that pass, and it's going to fall incomplete. 3rd and 13 now for the Raven offense.
Benedictine's got a couple of pretty good players wearing number 17 this year.
couple of very promising freshmen.
Do you? But I always think of one person at 17.
Long count here. Which 17 are you thinking about?
Yes.
There's a pitch over to the left side, a little stiff arm, and getting around the edge. Ooh, Damon Wiggin will go out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline.
He hit the down marker, and he kind of was running by it, and I was worried he was going to break it. And the reason I was worried, because that would probably be like some 20-minute delay trying to fix it.
Well, the Ravens have gone 3 and out for the second time, once a moment ago under Luke Laskowski, this time under Jackson Dooley, unable to put together a drive. However, they've cropped time off the clock. We're down to just about 4 minutes left.
Yeah, clock's still running. It's a good thing.
And Culver Stockton with a full complement of timeouts. Unless they have a real substantial drive or look at a score or something or do something special, I can't imagine they're going to take one of these timeouts. Here's the boot away by Cullen. He will hit at the 15, and it'll stop there. Ravens just going to walk away from it. They will take a negative bounce of a couple of yards to let another 10 seconds roll off the clock with 4:05 to play. That's a good play. I like that. Let it roll around. Let the time elapse here a little bit. 45-16, Benedictine. So now as you, I'm sorry to bug you, but I'm
running,
trying to keep an eye on these other scores. That
I'm running out of window over here.
We need bigger windows.
Let's see what we got for some scores around the heart.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Cooper Stockton steps up over the ball and back to throw again. Quarterback is going to try to run with it. Hit from behind, down at the 22. Probably lost a yard.
Joe Burke in on the stop right there for the Ravens. Let's give Joe a TFL. Second and 11. Again, going on in the third quarter, early going, it is Mid-America and Clark tied at 17. We talked about Grandview defeated Missouri Valley today, 54-7. With 8 minutes left in the second quarter, is Evangel 14, Peru State scoreless. Get that other one here in a second.
Here's a pass over the middle, and a little crossing pattern that we talked about is good for absolutely 0 yards. It'll bring up a third down and 10 or 11.
If you're in Baldwin, you're probably just talking to yourself. If you're in Lamoni, you're probably on cloud nine in the sense of you're scoring with Baker. It is 14-14. Baker and Graceland tied early second quarter, 10.5 left in the second quarter.
By the way, the Wildcats in this series have brought in a new quarterback as they're also letting some of their freshmen get some playing time. Back to throw. That was a deep pass. It should have been picked, but was not. It'll go incomplete. And it is not your normal number two quarterback who is a senior in Josh Nelson. But in fact, they've got back there quarterback in the team, 6'3" freshman Elijah Ortiz out of San Diego. So freshmen for both teams are getting a little PT. None of them able to get a first down, and one more punt coming up for Culver Stockton. This game kind of ended like our game last night did, with the mystery pretty much gone, you know?
Mystery's been out of this thing for a moment. Now, Benedict's going to burn their final timeout with 2:54.
Joseph, we need a break, man. Share it with us, would you? 2:54 to go in the game. It's Benedict in 45, Culver Stockton 16.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
long punt by Culver Stockton. Here comes your Benedictine offense. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game, and Ravens are going to have Jackson Dooley back out there as a freshman. No? Who we got now? Oh, it's going to be Luke back out there. Yep, it is Luke Laskowski. Hands off left side, gets it in the hands of Damon, and Damon Wiggin will be ridden out of bounds after about a 4-yard pickup. And the official, is he over there trying to say, just keep the clock wound with 224, 223, and they're like, keep her rolling, guys. BC will come out over the ball. They can run this thing down to about a minute and a half before they snap it again. Guess you're doing a little culmination of a whole lot of paperwork over there, and bottom line is, ugly game for Culver.
Ugly game for Culver, ugly third quarter for Benedictine. How about their third quarter possessions? They had four of them. Three fumbles and a punt in the third quarter. So the second half hasn't been exactly the cleanest half of football for the Ravens. The first half was good. We talked about it. They scored on five of their first six possessions, threw an interception on their seventh. But in the second half, just haven't really been able to put together a whole lot. Then hit that big touchdown, 38-yard pass from Kittle to Gathright.
Luke Laskowski on a little quarterback keeper, pushes it out to the 15-yard line. Third down, 5, BC, with a minute 20 to go. You got guys out of the field by freshman Troy T.W. Crozier for Benedictine. Third down, 5 at the 15. Play clock rolling down and single digits now. They're going to let this thing get down even a little deeper as we're inside a minute. Laskowski will keep it himself. Boot left, cut up field, pick up a first down, and that is going to finish the ball game. Final score here this afternoon, Canton, Missouri. The Benedictine Ravens, 45, Culver Stockton, 16. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Ellison Pullen Stadium in Canton, Missouri, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens, we talked about it, started off just a little shaky. In fact, found themselves trailing early in the ball game, but were able to right the ship, and a few plays later, put together a lead, never looked back, and BC continuing to have a really fine season.
Yeah, near the end of the first quarter, at the minute 25 mark of the first quarter, Benedictine trailed 9-3, and things just really hasn't caught on for Benedictine. They just weren't able to move the football. Nothing good was happening. What, a couple seconds later, the Ravens would hit a 71-yard pass from Garrett Kettle to Jacob Gathright. Early in the second quarter, Kettle hit Harry O'Neill on a 32-yard pass, and then Garrett hit the 59-yard run, and things just took off from there. And I think maybe one of the spectacular plays of the day was Jayshon Todd on a 17-yard pass to Reed Levi, and Garrett Kettle also connected with Jacob Gathright on a 38-yard touchdown pass. So when the Ravens scored, they were able to score from some distance today.
Yeah, and early in the ballgame again, give Gopher Stock the credit. They took a lead early. They pushed it to, you know, up by six. They pushed it to six a second time. And in fact, with 11.5 to go in the first half, they had cut the Benedictine lead to one. It was 17-16, and the Ravens were kind of holding on. But then BC never gave up another point and went on to take this big lead today.
Do you feel like the turning point of this game was right before half?
Yep.
Culver looked like they were going to go in to score it. They fumble it at the two. Benedictine takes it away, and then Culver doesn't do anything the rest of the day.
I believe that's absolutely accurate. When they got down inside the one, looked like they were going to go in, and then
they just
the turnover.
Bounced back after that, right? They just kind of were sunk at that point. And so for the Ravens, hey, you went on the road. You took care of the North as well as you could. At the end of the day, you're going to be, you know, relatively happy. You went 5-1, and that's all you could ask for. And the one game you lost, went to Grandview and gave it that late field goal.
Yep, the last play of the game and a school record field goal to lose that game. Congratulations to the Ravens. Again, as you call it, Gus, they are 5-1 overall, moving into the bye week next week, and we'll be back with them the week after that. It is conference play coming up in a very serious way. Next Friday night, we're going to have Morehead Academy with their homecoming game, ACCHS, up at Guy Galley Field. And for Benedictine, when they get back, it will be Central Methodist coming into Wilcox Stadium on October the 15th for a 1 o'clock kickoff. I want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Great crowd on hand. Final score once again today. It was Benedictine 45, Culver Stockton 16 for Joseph. What a job, Joseph. We appreciate everything you do back in the Care Sports Studio. Thank you very much. For Gus Couch with me here in Canton, Missouri, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msCnews.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 75 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 77. Tomorrow, clear skies. High of 80 Monday under mainly sunny skies. 81 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
We are today's hit country. Today's hit country from Care Radio, Hot Country 93.7.
Place is a little bit understated, yeah, the OJ's always concentrated. AC's broke, so we gotta sleep naked. It's a good day for living. Swear all my jeans got holes in the pocket, yeah, the money falls out as soon as I start.